Thank you. Calling to the KPFA local station board meeting for Saturday, March 30th at the South Berkeley Senior Center. Calling to order the old local station board. Roll call.
Carol Wolfley, roll call. Adams, Sharon. She'll be late. Ahmad Anderson. Ahmad present. William Campisi. Absent. Chris Corey. I'll come back. Brian Crowell. Absent. Lisa Detmer. Lisa not absent. Anthony Fest. Anthony Fest here. Christina Huggins. Christina Huggins here. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina not here. Tim Lynch.
Here.
Tim Lynch here. Scott Olson is not on the board anymore. TM Scruggs. Not here. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Aki Tanaka here. Andrea Turner. Not here. Tom Voorhees.
Here.
Tom Voorhees here. Carol Wolfley. I'm here. Richard Walensky.
Yep.
Richard's, yep. Marilla is asked for a late absence. She'll be here later.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ramses is here, and Steve Zeltzer is on the phone. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and Chris Corey is here. That gives us 11. We have quorum for the old board.
Thank you. The first order of business would be to approve the agenda from the last meeting.
To approve the agenda from the last meeting? Minute, you mean minutes?
Minutes.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Do you mean minutes from the last meeting or agenda from the last meeting? You said agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
yeah, approve
to approve the agenda for this meeting.
For the
old board, okay. Correct.
Thank you.
Which should be listed right on the sheet. Agenda.
I move that we accept the agenda.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, raise your hand. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Now, if time for public comments, do we have any public comments that people would like?
Congratulations. Hi. I know how to make it work. Been here, done that. Hi, I'm Mary Ann Thomas. I'm here as an individual, not as a representative of the CAB. I will do that later. Say about the same thing, but I'll do that later. I'm here because of TwitWit radio program. I don't listen to it. I listened to it a couple of times and found it as confusing as I do The Onion. I'll suddenly come across an Onion article, and I'm, like, super confused about what's all this, and then I'll realize it's The Onion. The TwitWit radio is kind of the same thing. It's like I've got all this stuff around in my head, and TwitWit kind of goes, what do you mean? But I think it was really important. I mean, just because I didn't like it, and just because it's on a weekend when I almost never listen to KPFA because I'm not into music, doesn't mean I didn't think it needed to be there. And I know the LSB doesn't have any control over programming, and that really pisses me off because the way I see programming going at KPFA, it really, really makes me nervous. It's an insidious move away from the progressive. I mean, I know that, I know that a lot of people think that some of these are just out of it, but we've got to have a more cutting-edge KPFA because that's what KPFA is about. And I just read something about wanting to get the BBC on KPFA. What the hell? We can get the BBC on NPR. You want us to become NPR? No way, Jose. So please, please, in your capacity as the LSB, I realize you can't do anything about it, but because you've got this venue, I can bitch. Thank you.
Thank you. Just a clarification is that the ideas about the BBC are coming from the Pacifica National Board, from the ED, rather than from the local station board. From the executive director. Clarification. Not the PMB board.
Hi, my name is Steve Gilmartin, and I'm here to talk about TwitWit also. The cancellation of TwitWit, along with Guns and Butter and Counterspin before it, illustrates why KPFA desperately needs a program council. TwitWit was, in my opinion, the most innovative and unique program on KPFA's grid. It combined inventive audio collage with live radio theater from an ensemble of talented, well-known local performers. It offered acute, frequently hilarious political commentary and satirically exposed the contradictions and insanity of our current corporatist politics. I have not heard anything like it anywhere. It was a one-of-a-kind program that perfectly embodied Pacifica's mission statement to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, exactly the kind of programming that KPFA should be airing. And yet the program director canceled the show without warning, consultation, or explanation, saying only that he's dedicated to continue making changes and that it's difficult to balance the necessity to maintain programs while creating space for new programs and ideas to emerge. I found his letter to George Coates condescending and vague to the point of meaninglessness. If he wanted to create space for new programs and ideas, he could have retired one or two of the tired programs whose hosts have been around for decades and who echo what you can find in corporate media everywhere. But no, the program director decided to eliminate one of the most innovative programs to come down the pike. This kind of unilateral top-down decision-making, unresponsive to the community and without a shred of process, has got to go. The LSB really needs to bring back the program council before the station continues with this trend and ends up boring us all to death.
Thank you. Do you want to sit up?
I want to move that we amend the agenda and include the CAB report now.
Do I have a second? All those in favor? Opposed? No opposed. The ayes have it. Go ahead. Please give the CAB report. Pardon? Yes.
Yeah.
Note Sabrina has arrived. Sabrina Jacobs and Andrea Turner. Thank you. I think if you could turn it down just a wee bit.
Hi, I'm Marianne Thomas, and I'm here to represent the CAB. We've gotten down to three people. So if anyone knows anyone who would be interested in joining the CAB, please let us know, and please try to encourage them to do the legwork to get on the cab because we need more bodies. We actually think we do something important, and we've got ideas if we could get this spirit to actually do more outreach from the CNA that we gather each year. What I'm here today to talk about, I was supposed to get you all a draft of the questions we're going to ask this year, but I didn't get it together. So by next LSB, what I want to do is email out to all of you the questions we want to put on the next Survey Monkey that we send out, and it'll go out in June. Or July, somewhere in there, to start getting responses. And we want to have your feedback if you have any suggestions to improve it. So I'll get that to you electronically before next LSB and try and have a hard copy for you at the meeting also. So I'd like your feedback. So if you would do me the courtesy of actually reading it and seeing if you have any ideas to improve it. So what we do each year is the survey. For those of you who are new, we do the CAB produces a report every year from our survey. And we've got it on SurveyMonkey now, so it's a lot easier to do the analysis. But we still don't do really good on outreach to get a good perspective of what our listening audience is. So that said, at our last CAB meeting, we had two visitors from the South interested in the CAB, which was really exciting. We're following up, hoping one of them will become a CAB member, but haven't gotten feedback on that yet. They came because of TwitWit Radio. They were really upset that it just suddenly disappeared. So I wanted to give you that feedback that, you know, here we are, we're a CAB. Almost nobody ever comes to our meetings. But when they do, it's often about the programming. So, TwitWit, we need to keep the cutting-edge programs and get more. So the CAB wants to work with you to add to what you're doing, to add to KPFA. So any suggestions from you to the CAB would be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for your work on the CAB. And everybody has a copy of the minutes from the last meeting? Yes? Did you miss something?
I missed something.
Okay, go ahead.
Carol, at the meeting, we gave this out to the two people who came, and they were really excited to get it, to know what the programs were. So thank you. We didn't take credit for it. We gave it to you. Thank you very much for putting this together. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Carol, for all that you do for us.
And thanks to Richard for supporting that, too. Okay.
Thanks, Richard, for your help.
And now we have approval of the minutes from the January LSB meeting. Has everybody had an opportunity to review them? They are before you, or they should be. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes? Ahmad?
Yes.
Do I have a second? Okay, any discussion? All those in favor of approving the minutes, raise your hand. All those opposed?
Susan, can you check? Nobody's
said okay. Okay, people on the phone.
No objection.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes. Are you in favor?
I'm sorry, what's the motion to approve the agenda? Okay, I abstain. I wasn't able to get on the call, so I abstain.
Okay, Ramsey passes. Thank you. And Steve?
Abstain.
Okay. And only those two. Okay. So, thank you. So, The minutes, the motion to approve the minutes passes. Thank you. Tom? I did ask Aki if he would be timekeeper. Are you still fine with that, Aki? Yes, Aki is timekeeper. Thank you,
Aki.
Important. Thank you, Tom. That is a very important job. So the minutes are approved. I want to thank you very much to the LSB members who are leaving. Anthony, who is pretty much thank you for all of... And especially Anthony was here every meeting and making sure that the engineering was done. And we really appreciate that, Anthony, and bringing equipment. Thank you. And thanks for your contribution to our board. We really appreciate it. And Carol, we thanked you last meeting, but thank you again, Carol Travis. You've done so much for the board. She gave a queen's wave. Okay. Thank you very much. So we will now seat the new board members, and we'll do a new roll call. And we have a time for 1 minute introduction for each of our new members to make, and if any of the other members want to say anything as well. So, Carol, you can go ahead and do the new roll call.
This is the KPFA March 30th roll call on 2019 board. Sharon Adams. Requested late. Ahmad Anderson.
Here, thank you very much, and thank the community, and we'll keep moving forward the best we can in unity and peace and blessings to all.
Thank you. Marilla Arguelles requested a late. That should be coming late. Daniel Borgstrom. Daniel Borgstrom here. What do people, we were thinking that we would do the roll call and then have people go around, if that's okay. All right. William Campisi is absent. Okay, that's the delegate assembly. Okay, Chris Corey?
Here.
Chris Corey present. Brian Crowell is going to be late. Susan De Silva. Susan De Silva present. Shira Dedman. Shira's here. Don Goldmacher.
Present.
Don Goldmacher present. Christina Huggins.
Present.
Christina Huggins present. Lily Kimura. Lily Kimura present. James McFadden.
Present.
James McFadden present. Noni Session. I believe she called in earlier and will be calling in later. Aki Tanaka. Aki Tanaka present. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Andrea Turner present. Tom Voorhees. Present. Carol Wolfley here. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Sabrina Jacobs here. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene Pagano is here. Tim Lynch.
Here.
Tim Lynch here. Franklin Sterling.
Here.
Frank Sterling here. Richard Walensky.
Yep.
Richard Walensky here. Steve Zeltzer.
Here.
Steve Zeltzer here. Quincy McCoy asked for an excused absence. All right. We have 19. We have a quorum.
Was Noni marked present?
She's marked coming late because she's not here, and this is the convening the second meeting, which would be the meeting that Noni would be seated on.
Right, and she was here, and she'll be back, so that's fine.
Okay.
Late is fine.
Thank you.
There are no excused absences because everyone's calling in or coming later.
Thank you. Okay, this is a deja vu. Have you approved the agenda for this particular meeting? Should be.
I move that we approve the agenda. Carol Wolfley.
Do I have a second? Oh, we didn't do the introductions, yeah. Right. Okay. So let's go ahead and do the introductions for our new board members. If you want to, you have 1 minute to...
For everyone,
anybody who wants to say anything. So, okay, go ahead, Frank.
Hello, everybody. We're just, I guess we're going to do, I'll let these guys decide. I was waiting to see if they're still working out the details. No. Oh, we're all approved? All right. Anyways, hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm Frank Sterling. I'm back. I did 6 years on the board after 2010, I think, to 5 years. So I look forward to being back. And like some of the crowd, I'm concerned about the way the cancellations have been going at the station. And I know we don't have direct policy over programming, but we can offer suggestions to the board about policies and procedures is what a lot of people feel is lacking. A way for unpaid staff who's been, in my opinion, trampled on to be heard, to have a grievance, and to be heard, to be heard at the station and have processes in place, which we were talking about when I was here 6 years ago. So I'm in for that. I'm also here to figure out what we're going to do about the loan. Maybe we could start some sort of buildup on savings, and I look forward to putting a motion forward, but I'll probably wait at our second meeting since we got a lot of business to handle today. So that's really what I'm concerned about. I heard something about the cutting edge. I believe that the cutting edge and the tip of the spear is way up here, and KPFA's way back here on the dull edge. So we need to really get back up there. You know, there's a lot of great program. We all do great programming, but there's more that can be done other than bringing in, like, the BBC and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to the next 3 years. Thank you very much.
Can I ask that the volume be reduced a little in the room? Just the master volume.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Darlene Pagano. I am a recent graduate apprentice. I've been around inside the station for 3 years, listener since 1975. And I actually understand that I'm only here for 1 year because I did not come out in the first three staff spots for the board. But Lisa Detmer has left her seat, and I was asked to fill that in, but that's just for 1 year. If we're supposed to talk about what's burning with us for KPFA, the financial crisis is paramount to me, and what we could do as a local board outside of what the national board will and can do is what is most significant for me. But as a person who's been gotten the benefit of the apprenticeship program, I was moved to run for the board when asked.
She said she's on the board for 1 year, yet in point of fact, right, she would be on the board next if anybody else resigned. The next person is Philip. Does this mean that Philip, let's suppose I left next time, Philip would get 3 years and Darlene, who got more votes than Philip, would only get 1 year? That's weird. Not if I left the board. Let's say if Frank left the board.
Yeah, let's... I think we can't really talk about this now, but I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. The bylaws are not necessarily fair.
Yeah, with all due respect, that should be off conversation and not use this time for that at this point.
Thank you, Ahmad.
Just keep the meeting moving.
We'll keep this moving and check it later because we're doing introductions now. Okay.
I am Tom Voorhees. This will be my third year on the LSB, and I've had a pretty much happy time here, and we've got some work done in the 2 years that I've been here so far, and at the end of this year, I may possibly run for the LSB again. I have completed 1 year on the PNB at this point.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, it works. I'm Daniel Borgstrom, and just elected. I think all of us who won seats this year received a lot of congratulations from a lot of people. I did too, got a lot of congratulations, and I should also say got condolences as well, sympathy, et cetera. Regarding the board, I just want to say that I really consider it an honor to be on this board. Let me add one more just personal thing here, if you'll bear with me. There was one person, my mentor, his name is Gary Aldrich. I don't think any of you know him, but I mentioned him anyway, I think he would be very glad to be here today. He's not here. He did not hear of me winning a seat. He passed away just about 2 weeks before the results came in, and today is his memorial. I guess it's kind of a coincidence that the same day I get seated is the same day as his memorial, and I'll be scooting out here. As soon as we do all our housekeeping, I'd like to just scoot out early as I can. I hope you'll excuse me for that.
Time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You will. Go ahead.
I'm James McFadden. I'm new to the board, and I was convinced to run based on an experience I had. I was listening to an NPR programming, and at the end, I always listened to the underwriters, which is always a bit creepy, as you hear Exxon and the Koch brothers. And when they got to the end, they said it was sponsored by Comcast and the Central Intelligence Agency. And when I heard that, I thought that must be a joke. I followed up. I called up the station. I sent emails and got it confirmed. And that sort of slippery slope of underwriting really, you know, came to the front when I heard that. And that convinced me that we really need to make sure KPFA does not go corporate.
Thank you very much. And anyone else on the other side there?
My name is Don Goldmacher. I previously served on the board for a couple of years and had a peaceful interval since. But it's 2019, year three of Trumpville. And I think that Pacifica's network becomes more essential by the day, which means that those of us who sit on these LSBs across the network need to stop fighting with one another and figure out how to make this network truly relevant as we approach a tipping point in 2020, not just politically, but environmentally. So I hope that this board and my service here will work toward that end. Thank you.
Thank you, Donald. And so that Bill Campisi just came in, the record show.
For the record, I received an email that said the meeting was going to be at 2:30. I set my phone for a 2 o'clock alarm, and I was planning to be here at 2:30. And Carol Kravis called me and said it's now. So I don't check my emails after I get the first notice. You know, there is an email that came out that said 2:30.
Make it stop. Let me just to clarify, there were like about four emails that went out. It can be confusing. But one of the emails said that the election for the Pacifica National Board of Delegates would be held at 2:30. The other email said that the local station board would be held at 11, or 11:15, actually. Hence, the rest of us are here. So the second email was the one that you're noticing. Thank you. And the next person who would like to speak?
Tim. Here we go.
I'm Tim Lynch, staff rep, starting my second term as an LSB member. I think we made great strides in the last session of trying to achieve mutual understandings to calm the board from where it had been in previous years when there were more fighting than work done. And I look forward to hopefully continuing that trend because even if we disagree on certain paths to making KPFA better and more relevant, we all agree on the goal of making KPFA better and more relevant. So I look forward to working with everyone here towards that common goal.
I'm Chris Corey. This is my second term on the LSB. I was seated in early 2017, and I'm also on the PNB. I've been on the PNB for a year. I'm on the National Finance Committee, so I'm deeply concerned with the finances of the organization. It's my primary focus. It's my reason for running for re-election. And should I be graced with your approval, it'll be my pleasure, I guess, to serve on the PMB in that capacity again. There's a lot of work that needs to be done at the administrative level for this organization to get our affairs in order, so that we have a future, and I look forward to digging in and getting that work done. So it'll be good to work with you all, and I'm looking forward to 2019. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm Richard Walensky, and I've been at KPFA since 1976, something like that. A couple of things. I agree about no underwriting, and I see that as a major priority. I understand, I know the business with finding money, but it's a slippery slope, and it's not that slippery. I also am absolutely opposed to Audioport joining PRX, and that's a completely different issue. As someone who's on Audioport, I tried to get on PRX, and nobody listened, nothing. Audioport is great for progressive programming coming out of small stations. It will get lost in PRX. This is something that has not been brought up before, except parenthetically by Tom Voorhees. Beyond that, I'm on the board. This is my third and last year. I really don't want to run for re-election because I have a life. But I'm here, and as one of the programmers and as someone with a history that goes back further than anyone else at this place, in this room, I do have answers regarding how things worked in the past, and I'm always open to answer any questions when that comes up.
Thank you, Richard.
Welcome to everybody, all the new people.
Thank you. We all kind of like to think we have a life, too, but thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Shira Dedman.
Oh, let me just stop you for 1 second. Let the record show that Brian Crowell just came in.
Okay.
Thank you, Brian. Okay, thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right. I really have nothing to say. I'm like a stop and watch person, and then you'll hear me speak often after I get the hang of things. But I'm really excited to be here with all of you and to learn more about you personally. And I'm really excited to be working in radio, because I think that especially in the Bay Area, which is known as a tech hub, people do not understand the importance of what I'm going to call analog radio, and that it is, if we really want to be progressive, we have to progressively entrap the people who are still using radio. And there are a lot of people doing that, and so we cannot get glamorized by always like tech, and there's all these people who understand the value of radio, and that radio can have you know, expansive ways of reaching people, but that fundamentally that medium is just like crazy important.
Thank you, Shira, and welcome.
Hi, I'm Lily Kimura. I'm a new board member. First, I'd like to say I'm deeply honored and actually quite astounded that I got elected to the board of such a venerated and a legitimate institution as KPFA. I've been here in the Bay Area for the last 50 years, which is where I met my former friend, Carol Wolfley, who got me involved in the board. I made the mistake of recontacting with the secretary of your organization to go for long walks at Tilden to de-stress, and all she talked about was KPFA. So you can imagine it was not that de-stressful. Again, I'm deeply honored to be on the board. On a personal note, I'm an attorney. I've been an attorney probably longer than this young woman has been alive. And so I tend to be, because I'm a lawyer, I tend to be a pain. So my tenure will probably be very short.
I'll use this. Okay. I'm Carol Wolfley, and your secretary, and I sent you some information about websites, the KPFA website, the Pacifica website, where the bylaws are, and all the bylaws amendments. So I'll be sending you lots of things. And I also want to say that I'll be sending you the Pacifica Employee Handbook, which was recently passed by the board, for you to look over it. And I think it's important because we are responsible for the procedures and processes. So we need to understand what is there, and also to know that in terms of staffing issues, there is an unpaid staff organization to represent the interests of the unpaid staff. So we'll be talking about a lot of those things in the upcoming weeks. For me, one very pressing issue is the issue of underwriting, and I think that a lot of us have common ground on this board that we do not want to see underwriting for Pacifica. And there are stations, and we have, each of us will be today electing four members to go to the Pacifica National Board. Stations that have 6,000 members will be electing four people to go to the Pacifica National Board, one of which could not even get enough members to run for the seats on their local station board. So I am interested in representation, more representational voting. I think that we need to find the right balance and between our Democratic input and functional ways. And one way to do that is by having representation based on membership. Thanks.
That goes that way. I'm Christina Huggins, and I would just say I have complete agreement with the concern about underwriting. I'm opposed to underwriting. I think it's a critical element that we do not receive any corporate money and that we do not get underwriting, and it keeps us independent. It's been one of the most important parts of KPFA from its inception and continues to be a real concern for me. And I would like to welcome all of the new board members and let you know that we've worked really hard, and Carol Travis, who used to be the chair of the board before she departed for the Pacifica National Board because she's a masochist, but she's a very gifted person. She's been really great for us. But I definitely think that this board, I'm very grateful to us all for working together so well, and we have learned to speak in reasonable tones, and we've been respectful to each other. And I think the board's been, we've come a long way from what it used to be like from years ago. So I appreciate Carol's work. I appreciate all the boards that has worked on that as well. And it's important to be able to talk to each other. You can have robust disagreements, but to be able to talk to each other in a civilized manner is critical, and particularly in this era, this time in our country's history, which is very frightening for many of us. Thank you for being here. So, I did want to just mention, we'll be talking later about a retreat, which we had when we had our other new board. It's an orientation. It's not a meeting where you have decisions or anything. It's just sort of a, hello, here I am, and who am I, right? So people can get to know each other. And it really did help in allowing people to be more familial with each other and more considered. So we'll be talking about that later. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Jacobs, and I've been at KPFA for 10 years as a unpaid staff programmer. I have a show on Monday afternoons from 3:30 to 4 called The Rude Awakening. I'm on the local station board, reelected. I've been on the Pacifica National Board for ever. we've been able to get a lot of work done. And I hope you guys vote for me again. We are in the throes of trying to figure out some pathway to paying this loan back. I'm also on the personnel committee as well as the programming committee. So programming is also obviously a important thing to me. Thank you very much.
Welcome to all the new members. We have a lot to do, and hopefully we will try to move everything forward in the best of the interests of KPFA and Pacifica. I'm Andrea Turner. This is my second year on board. I thought I would not run again after 6 years from before, both on the national as well as the local. Love you guys. Let's pull it together and try to keep our ship afloat, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you. Cross all lines, and wherever you come from, we'll pull it together, okay?
Aki!
Oh. So, I'm Aki Tanaka, and somehow I got sucked into the board like most of you, and then found out I couldn't extricate myself since I've been on. And in fact, 2 years ago, I was on PNB and was a secretary, which was total, I don't know, it was just overkill. But anyway, nonetheless, I still have a faith in this whole network, and that's the reason why I like to keep on board. And all the new people that come on board, I really think that's really great that you're willing to, you know, stay on. So I really thank you guys. Bye.
I'm Susan DeSilva. I was chair of this board way back when the bylaws were written. I was elected chair twice, and it was a very contentious time. We weren't sure we would get bylaws written because there was, as you can imagine, a lot of disagreement. And it was a huge task that I think, even though a lot of us aren't happy with the bylaws at this point, I think they need to be changed. I think it was amazing that we got it done. So I've also served, I serve on other boards, and I also was chair of the FSRN board and served on that board for more than 10 years, I think. I'm very sorry to see FSRN go away, but it was a pleasure to do that. Say what FSRN is? Free Speech Radio News, which used to provide a half hour of news to Pacifica and about and the affiliates. And then we had financial issues. We had to keep downsizing. Towards the end, we were only providing about 5 to 10 minutes of news to KPFA on a daily basis. And eventually, financially, it couldn't be sustained, unfortunately. I think we did a really good job. We had 250 reporters towards the end that were basically freelance, but who were members of FSRN. It was the members were the reporters. Yes, I believe in no underwriting. Oh, my God, yes. And we have to stay independent, and I believe in community radio. And I've been a listener since 82, so not involved as long as Richard, but for a long time. And I guess that's it. I'll talk to you later because I'm actually going to nominate myself to be chair.
This is Steve Zeltzer. I'm a programmer at KPFA. I do work with radio. I think that there's been some serious problems with a local station board as far as collaboration with management. I don't know if the manager is there today, but there's been a lack of communication about changes in programming, about direction. There hasn't been any kind of serious collaboration, in my view, about the direction of KPFA and Pacifica. So I think that's something that has to be dealt with in this coming year, 2 years. The other thing is, I think that we have to develop a multimedia platform as other stations and media groups are doing, both at KPFA and nationally, and that includes live programming. KPFA used to have live programming a lot. Sproul Plaza in the 60s was one of the high points of KPFA covering live events, and we need to do the same thing. It's not a technology issue. It's a question of priorities. I also think we need to develop the two digital channels, go from analog to digital, so we can have more programs, new programs. There are many programs around that we need to do, and I'm in support of developing a Pacifica channel online that would have new programs and have live streaming of events like May Day, which we're planning to stream at KPFA, working on getting KPFA to support. It's been supported by the programming committee nationally to have May Day programming at the ILW, other events in the Bay Area and nationally and internationally. Again, I think we need more transparency. I think that the financial crisis that we had, the solution that was presented of bankruptcy was a bad solution. It would have led to a federal judge taking over KPFA and Pacifica. And I think it was, we got a loan, which we now have to repay. But I think that was a bad approach to, it would have led to more corporate methods, top-down control. I think the crisis in this country is driving the need for Pacifica independent media, the danger of fascism, these racist attacks, xenophobia, and the role of both the Democrats and Republicans in pushing Russia as the enemy and towards world war. And I think Pacifica Network should be getting information out of, to show the reality of that situation, the kind of propaganda of corporate media that really dominates the United States. And if it does that and it uses multimedia, it can become a real vital force and solve its financial problems. I don't think the financial problems are that great, actually. Several million dollars, $3 or $4 million. What is required is getting new listeners and particularly young listeners and covering the critical events that are taking place in this country and around the world. If we do those, we will get a big audience. And that requires more new programming. Using the technology that we have and developing it at KPFA and Pacifica.
Thank you, Steve. Your 1 minute is up, and let's move on to the next person.
Yeah, we do have Ramses is there.
Ramses, did you want to say anything? Oh, I'm sorry, he turned down. Go ahead.
Right now, there's just Steve and us.
Thank you. Frank, did you want to say something? Go ahead.
I would just say, Steve, if you're not speaking, can you mute your microphone? And then when you're ready to speak, you can cut it on because there's a lot of background noise here and there.
Okay. Thank you.
Christina, and this is Bill.
Do you want to pass the mic down?
Brian?
Oh, Brian. Well, they don't have to unless they want to. Go ahead. Would you like to say something, Bill?
Well, I'll just introduce myself. I'm Bill Campisi. I've been on the board for a while. this is my second election. My specific interest is the issue of governance at the national level. I just don't think that the way that Pacifica is structured has worked in the last 20 years. And so I think the governance structure needs to be changed. It needs to be changed in a way that, we elect directors every year, sort of the Jeffersonian model. You know, you leave the farm, you go to Washington, D.C., you're a senator or representative for a few years, and you go back to the farm because anybody can do it. And really, the world is much too complex, and radio and media is much too complex for that model to work, in my opinion. And I think you need it's been very difficult to create a culture here at KPFA where we could even talk to each other, and we've never been able to create that culture across the network. It's never happened, and I'm not sure that it can without changing the national board, the way it's structured. That's my interest. I'm an attorney. I'm trying to retire. I do medical malpractice on behalf of patients. That's what I've been doing for the last 15 years exclusively. And, I'm worn out. There's so much bad that happens to patients. And, you know, you got this big corporate monster that, you know, tries to hide it. And anyway, so while I'm trying to retire, I've just been thinking about doing a public interest lawsuit against the hospitals to force them to keep the electronic data that they gather about patients instead of destroying it, so you can actually find out what happened to patients when they're in the hospital. Okay.
Thank you, Bill. Brian?
Good morning, folks. Good morning, folks. My name is Brian Crowell. Am I still the youngest person on the board? I'm just checking.
Maybe not.
We have two young people.
Definitely of color.
All right. Youngest. I said youngest, but...
No, you said youngest.
No, youngest. I said youngest. No, it's fine.
Like, we're all like... Youngest, how old are you? I'm pretty old.
Almost 42. Almost 42.
Okay, I beat you.
All right, good. Second youngest person on the LSB, which is good. That means the board is slowly getting younger.
Very slowly.
I'm a teacher in the Oakland Unified School District. I teach special education resource, mild to moderate students. Also have a credential in history. As you may have been following, we just got off a strike in Oakland. One good thing, I think I agree with Mr. Campisi, the top-down kind of governance structure of organized labor. I think we have similar problems here in Pacifica, so it's got to be bottom up and not top down. And contrary to what some people may think, just looking at the Oakland strike, the people leading the Oakland strike were ex-students of mine at Berkeley High who used to cut my class and go to Occupy Wall Street. And years later, they're leading the strike, and I think we need to support the young people in their endeavor to have democracy, progressive ideas, and frankly, realize our own mortality. We have to help the young people because most of them will never get this quote American dream that they say is so easy to get. So I think Pacifica is going to have to pivot its focus towards what we call, I guess, the millennials, the 25 to 35-year-olds. And that's where I see this is going to go. Even if we have to pull teeth, that's the direction this is going to go. Thank you and good morning.
Thank you, Brian. And our other new people, would you like to say anything? Sitting near Tom?
I think everybody went.
He already went. We already went all the way around.
Tom went.
Start there.
Okay, moving right along. So if there are no objections, we already approved the agenda once, and I think that unless anybody has objections, we're going to move along to the nominations. If that's fine with everybody, I'm going to hand it to the secretary for our nominations process.
Sally Summers has agreed to help us today, and she's going to be passing out ballots to you. I have received some written nominations today. We'll be electing our officers to the local station board. So, Sally, will you please pass out the ballots with the written nominations and the ones that have already been received, and then we will be going through accepting write-in, accepting nominations from the floor as well. So we'll begin, and I will open it up for nominations for chair.
Wait, it says Susan DeSilva, vice chair. She's running for chair, right?
Susan DeSilva, please raise your hand, Richard, but Susan DeSilva was nominated for vice chair, and now we're opening it up for chair as well. So someone can run for two seats.
Microphone.
Yes.
I wonder if this group feels that we should elect the PNB people first, since officers can't run for the PNB. Would it make sense to elect the PNB first?
Susan, we're trying to work our way through a complex system because usually the officers would be elected in December, and then the PNB members would be elected in January. But because we are wanting our PNB members to be able to participate at the April 12th PNB meeting and be seated at that time, 11th, sorry, and be seated at that time, we're combining both today. No one, so we are going to proceed with the officers, and all the nominations for the PNB have already been received, okay, and had to be received by January 25th. I mean, March 25th, sorry. So we're going to move forward, and the PNB election is time certain at 2:30.
So if somebody, let's say, got elected as the treasurer, let's say, but then they wanted to serve on the PNB, they would then resign as the treasurer?
They could. Yeah, okay. It happened with...
They can resign.
Aki. It happened with Aki before.
Okay. They can resign.
Yeah, they can resign.
Okay. Thank you. And now you've opened the nominations for chair.
So I will restate. We're opening the nominations for chair. Christina Huggins has been nominated. And are there any other nominations for chair? Susan.
I'd like to nominate myself for chair. I think I was a good chair. I think I ran the meetings efficiently and tried to get done on time, and I was able to work with a lot. And I think people felt I was fair to a whole number of people. Not that Christina isn't. I think she's done a great job as chair. But I would like to be chair, and I brought an exhibit. I was two terms as chair, and then into my third year, I was ill and had to quit, and the board made me a really nice plaque that says nice things about me, and they all who were there signed it. So I don't know if anyone wants to look at this or if it should be passed around. So I guess that's it. I just, I think I can be fair. Yeah. I think I can make the meetings efficient. And I appreciate very much the people who have been doing the cheering and have been doing a good job.
Thank you, Susan. Are there any other nominations for chair?
No, I have a question, a point of information.
if Susan just had a minute to give her introduction for running for chair, wouldn't this be the time for Christina to be able to do the same?
Yes. I just wanted to see if there was anybody else.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, Anthony, did are you voting? Oh, thank you. Okay. Okay. Any other? Okay. So.
Just a question, point of information, I guess. Yeah. So if someone is a write-in, what do you just write their name at that little space on the bottom?
So the process is that Christina's going to have a moment to talk also because she's been nominated. I'm just not hearing anybody else being nominated for chair besides Susan and Christina. We'll proceed with Christina. We'll speak for a minute or so. And then after that, you can write in. There's a space on the ballot. So Christina is there. If you want to vote for Christina, put a check next to her name. If you want to write in Susan's name and put a check next to her name, that is another option. And if you want to write in something else, you can.
Yeah. So now what do we do under vice chair? Does it stay the same?
So we're going to go through one at a time.
Okay.
And see if there's any other nominations.
Okay.
So we're going through. Yeah. And hold on to your ballots, and you'll fold them up, and Sally will collect them all, and then we'll tabulate.
Might I make a recommendation that we clarify the process so we don't have to repeat at every level what the process will be? So, for example, if you're mentioning, then if the process is, if there's a write-in for the chair, it's similar to the write-in for the vice chair and the treasurer as well.
Yes.
So that we don't go back and say, now the process is one time, and that's the time.
Thank you.
Point of information?
Yes.
You said a check mark next to it. Is this a majority vote, or is this an STV vote?
This, because there's only one, so you only vote for one person. Okay. Don't vote for two people. Just vote for one.
If there were three people running, I think we would do it. You would rank them. But if there's only two people running.
It's all right. Thank you.
Any other points of information? Personal privilege? Yes.
Are we casting? We're not doing one vote at a time, right? We're doing all four.
We're going to go through each, get the nominations, and then you go ahead and write them up, and then we'll collect all the papers, okay? Does that make sense?
One paper.
One paper.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
One paper.
One ballot.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
So Steve gives the vote to the Tetra.
Did he lose it? Did you lose it?
Then if somebody loses and wants to vote, run for something else, they don't know that they lost.
I don't think it's relevant.
Okay.
Okay. So there we go. Christina's going to speak now.
Yes. Well, I feel like I've finally sort of hit my stride here. I've been on lots of boards, and I've presided over many meetings, and this is, I would have to say, a unique group. But I feel like we've come a long way as far as mutual respect for one another and working together well and having disagreements in a rational manner. And I've been a member of U.S. Labor Against the War, Coalition of Labor Union Women. I have was on the steering committee of Marine People for Peace for many years. And
did a lot of human rights work for the Free Chile movement for many years and worked with torture victims. So I have a broad political background, I have a union background, and I have had a lot of training in negotiations and mediation as a part of that background. And it's I really care very deeply about KPFA and keeping it away from corporate sponsorship and keeping it financially viable. To me, those are the two most critical elements to what we're facing in our near future right now. And considering our political system right now, the way things are crashing and burning, it makes KPFA all the more relevant and near and dear to my heart. So I would appreciate finishing out this year as the chair, and then if I'm masochistic enough, run again. And I really appreciate the people on this board and how well you all have worked together. So I would ask for your vote. Thank you. And now, are there, Carol, you want to, are there other nominations you want to go through? We just want to make sure we don't have other nominate people who want to be nominated for the other positions before we vote. So I'll turn it over to our secretary.
Yeah, I was just trying to, thanks for everybody hanging in there. I think what we're going to do for, this is our first time having somebody vote electronically. So can we please, can somebody take a picture of this number, mail it to, and send it to Steve Zeltzer, and then have him phone Sally with his votes when he's done. Is everybody okay with that as a process? So what we're going to do, Frank, you're going to take a picture of this, send it to Steve Zeltzer,
it's
no, it's Steve's phone number. It's Sally's phone number. She. The phone number and the ballot if you want. And then send it to Steve and then have him phone Sally and give and vote in that way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
He's on Zoom, right?
He can just
making an effort.
She's a candidate.
Yes.
Oh. And the Zoom person is a candidate.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So she would see his vote.
What's this?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely right.
Right. So I'm just point of information. So the person who's taking the picture and sending it is not a candidate, correct?
Right. That's.
So can't right. Steve just send the ballot back to him? Or.
No, it has to go to Sally because Sally's our election
officer. So why isn't Sally taking the picture and sending it to Steve? I mean,
she doesn't have his phone number.
All right. Well, can't somebody just give it to her because she's sitting right here? She's sitting right. I mean, this is ridiculous. So if she's the it's ridiculous. If she's the election chairperson, if you will, someone assist her in taking the picture of the telephone number, sending it to Steve, and Steve can send it back. Instead of this round-robin bracket of NCAA, come on, folks. We're in radio, right? Technology.
Oh, Ahmad, we're trying to do our best we can. All right, moving along. Nominations for chair are closed. We're opening up nominations for vice chair. Susan De Silva has been nominated. Are there any other...
Point of information?
Yes.
So let's imagine that someone who is running for chair didn't make it, and they would then want us maybe to become vice chair. So
yeah.
Don't we have to close the nomination, close the election out for chair before we actually open nominations for vice chair?
Yes.
Yes, Donald.
Yeah, Tim is absolutely correct. These elections should be one at a time.
Okay.
We should be having elections for the chair person first, conclude that, and then you move on to the next election, not all at once.
Okay, so I'm going to take this.
And why these are private ballots, I don't know. Because in the past, I believe we voted right here visibly, publicly. I think we did in the past.
I don't remember it. The past is not necessarily the best way to go in this.
The last place. Election, we did have ballots that we turned in. So, old school. Yes, that's true.
It's all right. We can do this.
Just to clarify, if there are no other nominations.
Not at all.
The bylaws violate.
Okay, why? So, everybody, tear it up and please get the first sheet that is for chair. All right. We're going to start, and we're going to, Sally, will you please, everybody, Sally, will you collect the votes for chair? I want to thank everybody for your flexibility of tearing them up. I think that's so beautiful that everybody did that. Okay, so now we're moving on.
Next, let's tear up the bylaws.
And we will count those.
Exactly.
I'm going to ask Catherine Horsley, would you be willing to help Sally count the ballots? Okay, so Sally, how about get yourself a table and Kathy will help you? Did everyone turn in a ballot? Okay, and can we get a vote from Steve? Oh, not voting, okay. Thank you, Steve. Makes it easier.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I know.
Okay, Sally, do you want to go to a table? And Kathy will go over and help you count.
North Carolina.
The Hanging Chad faction.
Okay. I'm going to move along, and while we're waiting, we can open nominations for the other positions, and we won't vote until we have the information about the chair. So I'm opening. Are there any other nominations for vice chair?
I won't know until I know the
I'm just asking for nominations. Vice Chair, anybody else? Okay. I want to recognize Daniel Borgstrom.
You hear me now? Okay. Yes, I'd like to nominate James McFadden for vice chair.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so James McFadden has been nominated for vice chair. I nominate Christina Huggins for vice chair. Christina Huggins.
Yes. That's right.
She can be nominated. Okay. She can be nominated. Okay.
Just a point of information.
Yes.
Generally speaking, don't they have to accept, or we just it's just all good? You have to accept the nomination, right?
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Did you accept it, James?
Okay. Okay. Just, since we're doing it by the rules.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Iman. Just trying to figure out what the rules are. This is my first election.
Amen to that.
Okay. Christina, did you want to accept the nomination? Yes, okay. Okay, it's so James, and I'm going to ask if, for simplicity, James, you want to spell out your last name?
MCFADDEN.
Good, thanks, James. Okay. And Christina, okay.
Do we have a winner?
H-U-G-G-I-N-S. Okay. Sally, do you have it? Want to come up? Go to a mic if you want to.
Okay, we had 20 ballots. We have Christina, 13, Susan, 7.
Thank you. Congratulations, Christina. Okay, we're going to take Christina off for vice chair because she is now refusing it. She can't do both. Yeah.
McFadden.
Okay, now we're moving on to vice chair. It's James McFadden and Susan De Silva. So vote for one. Okay, find your little paper. Everything's done separately per the preference of the local station board. Sally's coming around. Susan, does anybody know, Sally, is Steve Zeltzer voting in this? Is he abstaining from all of them or not? Not voting, okay. For all of them?
That's the implication, I think.
Did you want us to say something before we vote?
Oh, yeah.
Did you want us to say something?
I'm on the line. I am going to be voting. I'm going to be voting on this.
Steve is voting.
Did you want us to say something?
Steve, Steve, do you have a phone number for Sally to text her?
I texted, so I'm voting.
It should be the same number he gave the first time.
Yeah, we changed it for security.
I'm just kind of clarifying about Steve first. Yeah, he's.
Carol,
I'm getting to that.
Did you want us to give a statement before people voted?
Oh, go ahead, James. Sorry.
We already voted.
Okay. Go ahead, James.
That's okay. I just wanted to say that I'm very familiar with boards like this, since I go to the Berkeley Board, which is sometimes called the City Council, and I'm a pretty regular at those meetings, and I also am a facilitator for the Move to Amend. And also for McGee Spaulding Neighbors in Action Group, so I'm familiar with this kind of, and I think that I'm capable of sitting in a seat and waiting for the chair to die, you know, before I would take that position. That's something that would be I think I'm capable of.
Okay, James. Would you like us to go back and redo these ballots? Okay.
So the people on this side, keep your ballot. I'm going to prepare new ballots for the other side.
Wait a minute. Only if somebody wants to change their vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to prepare new ballots.
No, we're good.
We're good.
Okay, are you okay with that, James? They don't want to change your votes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not eligible for the national. We've been through that one.
New member.
Okay, while they're counting those, I'm going to open nominations for secretary.
Well, some of these people have been on for
6 years. Yes. Do we have any nominations that people want to make for secretary? Any nominations?
We have to redo
mine. Seeing none. She's on the ballot already. Any other nominations other than Carol Wolfley for secretary? Everybody knows how hard the job is, I guess. She probably does more than anybody around here. Well, then I would say by acclamation, Carol Wolfley is our new secretary and our old secretary. Yay!
So is that by unanimous consent?
Yeah, she's unopposed.
Okay. Oh, thank you, everybody. I'm so glad Lily's here. She's like helping me. All right. Now we're going on to treasurer. Are there any nominations for treasurer besides Sharon Adams has been nominated, and Christina has. Oh, yeah.
This is Steve.
After listening to the people speak, I think Chris Corey, who seemed to give a speech about worrying about finances, would be really good in this position.
Okay. I can comment on that. Okay. So if I serve as treasurer, I'm ineligible to serve on the PNB. I think I'm more effective.
Isn't it the case that you can be, if you don't get elected to the PNB,
yes. So
then this would be
Tim and I were just talking about this, actually. And I think that I'm going to, I appreciate the nomination, I do, but I think I'm going to decline it for two reasons. One is that I'm hopeful that you'll renominate me for the PNB, and then I'll get to serve that. But also, I'm pretty content. When I left the treasurer position, Sharon took my place, and I think she's doing a good job. I don't have any particular objection to her as a candidate or to the job she's doing. So, although I appreciate the nomination, I feel that you would be well served with Sharon.
This is Steve Seltzer. I wanted to nominate Darlene for the treasurer position.
You gotta use the mic.
Thank you. I respectfully decline.
Okay. Yes, you have the results?
You got
them. It has one name, it has a line, and then it has the other line, and it has an S. Does anyone remember doing that?
You may not have to.
A line by one name and a name by the other.
We do have a hanging chat.
Is it a determining factor? Probably not, or not.
The rest of the votes and see.
If it's not a determining factor. Okay, while we're waiting, Bill.
No button on this one. So I nominate Aki Tanaka for the office of treasurer.
Okay, Aki declines. Anybody else nominated for treasurer? Okay, so we're going to open it up for Christina's going to read a message from Sharon.
Well, first, if there's no one else running, I would...
She's done.
She's the only one, I would say. Thank you. with by acclamation. Thank you.
Yay, Sharon. So
our elections are done. What is it, Sally?
Come on over.
I have a question. Now that we're done.
Yeah, no, you should. You should be just saying.
Okay. We have Susan 12, James 7, and one spoiled ballot.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, welcome, James. Congratulations. And yes.
Susan.
Oh, Susan, I'm sorry. Well, Susan, I got it totally backwards. Miss Dyslexia strikes again. Thank you. Welcome, Susan, to the crazy place. Thank you. Yes, Richard.
Yeah, quick question. Daniel wants to get out of here. I'm wondering if could he vote for the PNB so he can get out?
No. Because we're having the PNB, it's
at 2:30. But he's got to get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Oh, can I make a motion? Do you care?
No, time's certain announced.
Yeah,
time
thank
certain.
You very much,
violate.
Richard. I would. Could I just leave by write down what my preference is and just leave it and let that be and take off?
No, you can't. Go ahead, Ahmad.
For the sake of the election and being respectful to my board member, someone can make a motion that we move the agenda to allow him to vote, or you could also make a motion to allow him to give his vote to the election chair. Is anyone opposed to that?
Well, the second thing.
My experience is that whenever there is the tiniest irregularity in any voting procedure, the PNB can decide that the local station board has screwed up and overtake the election and decide the election for that particular LSB. So I don't think we dare have any irregularity at all in the election procedures. Otherwise, they'll step in and put in the candidate they want.
Point of information.
Tim, go ahead.
Point of information here. My leash is too short. Thank you.
Can I have I have an idea to solve the problem.
Okay. I also have an idea to solve the problem.
Which is have him call in.
Okay. Your idea.
Daniel, could you call it in? Yeah, I know.
So, point of information, can't we just amend the agenda? Why can't we amend the agenda so that the times, why? Help me understand why.
Okay.
It's been posted for us.
KPFTX is our national posting system.
So I don't understand.
Stop.
Maybe there's a rule I don't understand, but I definitely don't understand. All 20 of us are here. It's been posted for us 20. We're the only delegates. It doesn't matter if the world...
So here's something. Excuse me. Wait a second. I think Ahmad had a good idea about him being able to leave his ballot with the election supervisor. I think that we want to make a motion to that extent. That's right. The actual formal vote will take place at 2:30 because it is time certain and listed online. And I totally agree that we have to be very careful about the election results because we had a big imbroglio happen before because things were not done that way. So I feel that if the body is accepting that he may leave his ballot with the election supervisor.
If I
because
may.
Because he has a special need.
If I may. This is too complicated. It is no different than an absentee ballot. And you can either do it at the polls or put it in the box. He's doing it at the polls.
I agree.
Keep it moving.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah.
I'm ruling as chair that he may leave his ballot with. Did you want to say something, Frank?
I would just go ahead to make the motion if you guys are ready.
Thank you, sir.
Please, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Can I make the motion that we allow Daniel Borgstrom to write his vote on his ballot so he can move on to his beloved friend's memorial?
Second. Thank you. I have a motion made and a second.
Yeah. I want to amend it.
Because I don't want to just have one person, because maybe is a friendly amendment to let other who else here wants to, so it's Ahmad also needs to leave. Ahmad and Daniel, anybody else is going to be leaving? Okay, so
I'd be tempted to leave if I could.
Point of information, there are 20 people here, but aren't there 24 people on the board? The other four people have been given the consideration of turning in a ballot without being here?
Yes.
No.
The other people have been notified. Two people are going to be coming at 2:30, and one person is going to be calling in at 2:30.
Okay. So I'm just concerned about the point that was brought up about anything hinky about PNB looking at it.
Yes, we want to make sure that everybody has their opportunity to vote, and people were notified ahead of time that they could phone in and be allowed the opportunity to vote. So we have a motion on the floor with a friendly amendment that both people, both Ahmad and Daniel, be allowed to leave as they have special obligations, and so we're voting on the motion. Yes,
the motion didn't contain who the vote was being submitted to. The ballot was being submitted to. So, just if you could just mention that it's being given to the election chair.
The motion is that they will give their ballots to the election chair.
That wasn't in.
Thank you for the clarification, Chris. All those in favor, raise your hand. All those opposed. See one opposed, abstentions, with three abstentions. The motion carries. So you may give your ballots to the election supervisor, both of you.
Yeah, I just want Daniel speaking. I just want to thank everybody. Richard, this is really very considerate of you, and that's I also want to say to the rest of you, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very kindly.
You're welcome.
Sorry for your loss. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Yes. And although she's not here yet, Sharon had asked me to read a statement, so just so you have her statement about being treasurer, even though she was voted in by acclamation. She said, as treasurer, I will communicate directly with KPFA's business manager, Maria Negrete, regarding the budget. In addition, I will coordinate with Maria to set up workshops for the LSB to discuss the proposed budget for fiscal year 2020. The workshops give members of the KPFA LSB an opportunity to analyze the proposed budget, ask questions, and provide comments before voting on the budget. The KPFA LSB can then submit the budget to the Pacifica Foundation within the required time frame. There is her statement, and I think we can move along.
Well, in that case, I'm not voting.
I'd like to make a motion that we amend the agenda to move the PMB reports to now. Carol Travis needs to leave, and I would like us to be able to hear her report. And Daniel, if you want to stay, I don't know if you need to leave right now, but if you want to stay for the PMB reports, that would be great. It's an option, I'm just saying. But so do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstentions? Two abstentions, and the rest are for it? Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I will hand over the microphone to...
I'll pass.
So, Tom, did you have something you wanted to say? No? Okay. Sabrina, she's here still. She just went out for a moment.
Okay, hi, and nice to see you, Frank, back.
And hello to all of the rest of you. This will be the last time you ever see me.
No.
So help me God.
I object. I'd like an objection right into the record, please.
And, okay. And I think it's 1 o'clock. Okay. So I can talk for an hour and a half, right, because time's up?
Yep, exactly. You got it.
Okay. By the way, I recommend very much that you have a retreat. Not just to get to know each other, but to have a discussion about finances, structure, what's up on the national scene, and so on. So, because it's very complicated, and I think this may have been already said that it's 70 years birthday this year, this month, or tomorrow this month, April 15th, and there's going to be a lot of stuff around that. And we survived a long time, and as everybody has said, it's even more crucial now. I think we're kind of taking steps like to fascism that some people feel like a frog in the water. They're not noticing that it's very serious. And of course, the climate and the planet are at risk. Any case, so those of you who don't know me, I'm termed out. I was 6 years on the LSB and only 1 year on the PNB, which is the PNB is the Pacifica National Board. And the Pacifica National Board has 1 year terms, which is, in my opinion, rather insane because it takes about three or four, and then some instances, some of the things I just learned. And, I'm off. So it's really a little crazy. A little more background, for 20 years or even more, perhaps, Pacifica did not have a full-time professional manager as an executive director. There was one period in that 20 or more years where a guy was hired and he lasted 6 weeks. He came in and he reviewed what was going on and looked at the issues facing, and he said, thank you very much, and goodbye. We recently, because of the hiring of an executive director, and actually we've had two right now, and because of the growth in the affiliates, which I'll talk about in a minute, Democracy Now! Forgave our debt, which was a multi-million dollar debt. And in the October 2018 board meeting, Democracy Now! Voted because of us hiring a professional manager and because of the growth of the affiliates and the relationship to community radio that the debt was forgiven. The issues, I think, before us, which you've heard a little bit about, those of you who are here already know about, but I think this year going forward that what you people will be considering mostly will be focusing on finances, structure, and programming. And so I want to say something briefly about each of those arenas. To position you to be thinking about what's going on in the national board so that you know how the issues are being framed. First of all, you've heard a mention of the loan. The loan is a 3.2 with a little more million dollar loan. It's a interest only, and it's a balloon, so it's an interest only. It was a 3-year loan. It was taken out in April of last year, 2018, and built into the loan was a fund, an escrow fund, which pays the interest for the first 18 months. So it means that we have not had to come up with the interest, and we will not have to come up with the interest in terms of the planning until October of this year, 2019. It turns out that we'll really have to put some money in September because the interest rates went up since we got the loan. The interest rates currently are approximately 8%. That's not bad. But all of the buildings owned by Pacifica, including our studio and others, are mortgaged. And so that if we fail to deal with this, either our buildings or our licenses could be sold or traded or whatever. So in those of you who follow money, which is probably hardly any of you, I know I've always like, because I'm anti-capitalist, I'm like, whatever. But the interest rates have gone up a little bit, but it's projected now that the interest rates will be stable or will go down a little bit in the coming period. So our interest rates may lower a little bit, but maybe not. Who knows? So the monthly payments approximately are, I think, $21,000. That may be quarterly payments. I know I should know. I'm getting old. I forget things. What can I tell you? But anyway, you get a sense of what's going on. And in April 2021, the full nut will be due, and either something will have to be paid or they'll have to be refinancing. Okay. One other thing. Monthly payments. Okay. One more thing on the finances. Because we didn't have people dealing with the situation well, and also because of our structure, and I'll relate that in a minute, our finances as a network were a mess, a total mess. Now, KPFA was not a mess. We have a great business manager who has good books, who has procedures that if the check is going to be signed, more than one person has signed it. There's paperwork background so that you can say, what is this check? She can go to her files, pull the stuff out, say who agreed to it, what it covered, and also, you know, just has the background and so on. So we have good finances here. That is rare within our foundation. And by the way, and I'll talk more about this in a minute, the foundation is legally one entity. We're legally one entity. So if everybody else is spending and we're going into debt, we're responsible for their debt. I'll get back to that in a minute. Any case, so both because of the lack of oversight nationally and other things, the finances have been a real mess. And another financial mess was there was not attention to the pension situation, and we're in the middle of a Department of Labor investigation about Pacifica's pension issues and what we have done and not failed to do. The good news is in this area, all of this is being addressed. And I truly believe that in the next few months, we will be much clearer. For the first time, there will be systems in every Pacifica location that are proper, that have you know, checks on what is being checked on, that there is being looked at as a comprehensive network-wide spending. It will have the paper trail to support any checks that were written. And that's a huge advance. And also, I think we will be on time with our audits. We've been behind with our audits for a long time, and the CPB doesn't give us money because we're behind in our audits. That's really the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We used, KPFA used to get about $1 million a year from CPBA. And because of the failure of Pacifica's audits, for many years now we have not gotten CPB funding. So the audits, it looks like the audit, 2017 audit, is going to be done very quickly, and it will have a, what's called a management letter, which will be confidential, but it will essentially say this is not a clean audit. There are issues from 2017 that are outstanding. We expect a similar audit to be done quickly instead of, you know, taking a year and a half or something, to be done on time for the first time in years, to have a timely 2018 audit that also has a management letter that says there are issues that are not correct, but it files the audit. And we expect 2019 audit to be on time and to have a clean audit, because everything's being put in place and we're trying to catch up. So that's fantastic. And it is ugly, difficult, finding things, you know, to answer the columns that you have to put numbers in and say things about has been challenging, to say the least, but it's being done. So that's yay. Okay. Structure. Right now there are bylaws that are up for consideration, and I would say at the next LSB meeting you will be asked to vote on some bylaws. I believe this, and I'll tell you about that in a second, but bylaws are passed. Here's how bylaws are passed. Changes. Six directors, which is not you, you're delegates. PNB, people on the national board are directors. Six directors have to submit bylaws and within a time frame. The national board has to set up two time frames per year on consideration of bylaws. And then if the national board votes on any bylaw by majority, and I believe it's by majority of the board, not by majority of those present, then the LSBs around the country have 60 days to consider whether or not three LSBs agree by the majority of the entire board, I believe, not just the majority of those present, to accept it, and then you get a bylaw change. I believe that on April 4th, there's going to be some bylaws that are up for discussion right now that will be passed, and then they will come to you in next month May or June, because 60 days will probably allow you to go as far as to June, but there will be some changes, I believe, knock on wood, to change things. Going back to this notion that we are legally one entity, we are functionally seven entities. We're the five stations. Nice hair. Marilla Aguayas has joined us. There are five stations. There's the national office, and there's PRA, and so that's seven. And now we've set up another financial unit, the affiliates. Or I believe we're about to. In any case, so that's eight units. And PRA is Pacifica Radio Archives, a very precious archive group. Anyway, Sharon Adams has also arrived, financial secretary. Let's give her a round of applause. Or treasurer, whatever we call. Okay. And so we have, that means we have a minimum, and I do mean minimum, of eight bank accounts and eight budgets and eight people spending money. And so it is an impossible business arrangement. And one would understand why we're constantly having issues, because people, there's no financial accountability because of our structure. Any of us can outspend the money that we bring in and just keep bopping along, and that's what's happened. And the only reason Pacifica has survived is that at some points one radio station brings in more than it needs, and also we get a lot of people dying and leaving significant amounts of money to Pacifica. What? Endowments. And so, in any case, that's why we've survived. And in recent years, KPFA has been the money engine that's carried the other stations. And other times, BAI years ago was really the big money maker. BAI has fallen, has been the big problem most recently. In any case, so there are structure things that you will see next meeting, and I'm not going to talk about them. Now you'll talk about them if and when they come up, if and when the PNB votes on them. For your information, the bylaws currently are 45 pages long. They're very complex. They're very difficult to actually follow. And people are obsessed about the bylaws. It's one of the ways in which people fight factionally. That isn't the bylaw. This is, it's endless procedural arguments, sort of, and also Robert's Rules of Order is another favorite way of, procedural fighting. But this year's PNB, I think, has done a great job. A very strong advocate of bankruptcy, and as KPFA was, and instead we lost that. I mean, our CFO at the time was a strong advocate of bankruptcy, and he's right next door to KPFA, so he influenced a lot of us at KPFA. In any case, the loan that we got, even though it's onerous and big and has a balloon and so on, the terms that the loan associated with getting the terms of the loan, the people who did the loan also got us out of the Empire State contract, which was this tremendous, expensive. It was something that had happened right after 9/11 when it was hard to get tower things. It was where BAI sends out its signal, and it had a escalation clause in it, so that at the time it was canceled, it was like $61,000 a month, and it was $61,000 a month for a station that was almost zombie station, had a little bit of good programming, but very almost no listeners. It had fallen off horribly. So part of the negotiation of the loan was getting out of Empire State. And Empire State, the guy who helped us get the loan and the guy who helped us get out of the Empire State building, the terms of the loan and how much it had to be, negotiated us a agreement to get out of the loan, which would go through 2020. So we had this, debt looming that saved us well over $1 million. So we were saved $1 million and so forth. In any case, okay. $21,000 a month, but it's being paid through September. Interest only, and then we have to pay $21,000. We being the organization writ large, so not KPFA. Pacifica will have to pay about $21,000 a month through until April 2021, and then it's all due. And there's discussions now about looking at our options. There are people, anyway, blah, blah, blah. We have hired, in terms of bylaw changes, just one more thing on that. The executive director, we hired two executive directors after having years of not having an executive director. The first one was hired by the 17 board. This guy, Tom Livingston, who was only hired temporarily, he's also a headhunter, and he was with us for 9 or 10 months. And then we had a pool of people to hire as permanent executive directors. And let me tell you that Sabrina could say more of this, but finding people who are excellent, who want to be head of Pacifica, notoriously difficult, crazy, factional, controlling, bureaucratic, or not bureaucratic, we're political. Political. Was not easy. So the pool was tough. We finally settled on a person, although it was not unanimous who we got anyway. The person we got, who is now currently our executive director, is named Maxie Jackson III. He's an African-American man who's in his early 50s, he has a contract with us, he is aggressive in some arenas and not so aggressive in others. This is my assessment. And he is the person who is the origin of both underwriting, BBC, and also he wants to eliminate the LSBs and have them be replaced by cabs. And there are arguments, I think, for that last one, that is eliminating the LSBs and have them replaced by cabs. That doesn't mean I think it's a good argument or blah, 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 blah. But anyway, he's aggressively pushing that. And I think there is a roar building on the issue of BBC, and there are differences on the issue of underwriting. We are very clear about underwriting. You know, no underwriting, slippery slope. We have the 5 different stations and PRA, and I don't know what PRA thinks about underwriting. And also affiliates is different because we have affiliate unit, but then the members of our affiliate station are not part of Pacifica. They're affiliated with Pacifica. And so a lot of little stations have underwriting. You know, they have their little stations and they have the grocery store that's down the street or the donut shop or the health food store or the local theater or something. So a lot of the local little stations actually have underwriting that's related to what their community is and so on. And even if they did corporate underwriting, it wouldn't affect us, but I don't think any of them do. And they wouldn't be a member of us if they did because, you know, really. Some managers, not including ours is against underwriting, but some of the managers of the other stations are for underwriting because they can't raise money. They're in terrible shape, and it's because, in my opinion, because they have bleep programming, you know. Let me say that. So, there was a motion made by some people who are from the stations who are interested in limited underwriting, that is WPFW, and which is DC, and WBAI. And the motion was something like this. It was very long. We like very long, intricate motions. That's, you know, it's, you know, the more complicated, the better. But there shall be a pilot program for 6 months at W and BAI to allow for underwriting, non-corporate, no corporate, oversaw by a committee to make sure that it is not by an organization that is for war, is anti-healthcare, takes a bad position on LGBT, is racist, is, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it was a narrow, very controlled, narrow experiment underwriting thing that the people from those stations, particularly W, and W, by the way, which you may not know, is a station that it's the station, the only station in the among the five that has an identity as an African-American station. It's Jazz and Justice. It has a heavy, great jazz, programming, and its focus is really the black community in the Washington, D.C. area. And they were really wanting to be able to get some black, community stuff and so on. And so the way that particular motion was written, I felt, and you may, if you had sat in that meeting, disagreed with me, but I thought that was all right. 6 months, let's try it, oversight, blah, blah, blah. The executive director objected to it on the terms that it wasn't across the station and there was too much intervention by the policies of the board and by the bodies of the board because Pacifica has a habit of micromanaging executive directors, which I was totally against until this situation. Now, I have a different stance. I think that I can't think of anything else. Tom, can you think of anything else? Or Sabrina?
Tom generally concurs with what Carol had to say in the interest of conserving time.
In the interest of conserving Tom. I know, I heard you. So I just want to fill in a little bit of extra information that Carol graced over. One is that KPFA has a reputation for no late pays. The stations typically run in arrears. For no late pays. In other words, paying our bills on time. It's something Maria takes pride in, and I try to bring it up at every opportunity because of that fact. But many of the stations are vastly different in that respect. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that out of the five stations, there are two of them that are basically current. There's one unit that's kind of off and on current, and then there's two units that are...
For the new members, when you said that current and bills, what specific bill are
you... all bills. I mean, but, you know, if there is rent, are rents paid? The rents. If there's payroll, the payroll. If there's, if there's cost for programming, it's cost for programming. I'm referring to all costs of running these stations. So if you want to pull the financial report and look at this line by line, you can see all the stuff that we're responsible for paying out. But it's no different than any business. The operating costs of the business is what I mean. And then there's two units that are bleeding badly and are the source of our troubles. I wish I was as optimistic as Carol is about the completion of the audits. I hope she's right, but I know that the accounting people that are trying to gather this information are having difficulty gathering it. So, and this has been a perennial problem with the organization since two of the stations until recently didn't have managers. Now those stations have quasi management in that NEDA, the organization that we've put in charge of accounting for the entire organization, which incidentally is working very well for us, have taken over those management spots for BAI and WPFW. So the third thing I wanted to mention, this is all kind of historical, by the way. This doesn't have anything to do with recent board meetings. It's just kind of stuff that I'm filling you new people in on. The the provisions of the loan, there's a lot of stuff in the loan documents about making progress on getting our act together. There's stuff about, having more current accounting, or actually having current accounting, but more current accounting would be the direction that they would want to see. But part of the provisions of the loan, in other words, part of what the loan is built on, is us continually improving in financial respects for the organization. So what the people who loaned us the money want to see is that we're making changes necessary to become a solvent organization. And I'm concerned, though there are some reasons I shouldn't be, which I could get into, but I think I'll skip that, that when the loan comes up for renewal, that they'll look at our progress and just say, well, you know, you guys haven't made very good progress here, and so, yeah, we're not really interested in renewing this loan. And this lender was difficult for us to find. So I really hope that Carol's correct, and that NEDA continues to do a good job, and that a lot of these issues come into focus and continue to make progress. And when the loan comes up for renewal, or when the loan comes to expiration, more succinctly, that we'll be in a position that we can get it refinanced. Because clearly, the prospect of paying it off is not there, and I don't think it was ever intended, honestly. The third thing I wanted to mention was that the election for the executive director was actually pretty contentious. It was pretty deeply divided. There were there were almost as many votes for the alternate candidate as there were for Maxie Jackson. So his ability to kind of corral support within the organization, within the PNB, has been contentious, I think, from the beginning. I'm not sure whether it'll become less. For a while, he did fine, and I hope he continues to do fine, honestly. We need strong leadership. We need the board behind that leadership. It's essential for getting things done. So I hope that they coalesce around Maxie and that he makes good policy choices that lead us in that direction. But it's been divided from the beginning. There's a lot of there's kind of an oppositional faction, and so we'll just see how it goes. But so there's some issues there too. Lastly, I wanted to just mention that underwriting is not an especially popular thing at the board level. I think if we were to like take a vote on do we want Pacifica to do underwriting at the PNB level, it would fail probably 75%, 85%. It would fail widely. There's very little support for this idea at the national board level. I hear this idea percolating a lot, like it's a thing, but I honestly don't think it's a thing. Unless Maxie has the ability to act unilaterally, and I don't believe he does. So I think that I don't think underwriting is the future for Pacifica, even if we wanted it to be, even if we wanted it to be, which we don't. So yeah, that's about all I have to say. Thank you.
Just so folks know, He is definitely pushing.
You want to talk into?
If she talks loud enough, you could just like put it up to your other ear.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Question. The financial report that you mentioned, mm-hmm. is that available to everybody here?
I'm sorry.
You mentioned a financial report that you can go through line by line.
Oh yeah, that would be like our station budget, and yeah, I believe it is available. It was distributed, and it should be. Is it posted anywhere? Or do we just have hard copies of it?
No, I have seen it.
I don't know the answer.
Okay, we do have a copy of the most recent budget, but that would be the document I was referring to. Station budget.
Okay, it also sounded like you were referring to one financial statements for other of the other stations,
right.
Too.
Okay, so there are. But the comprehensive financial statements are really only, I would say that the best document for that are the audits. The most recent one, unfortunately, is 2016. But it's really, I think personally, I think it's really worth reading through because there's a lot of detail in that document. And I mean, it really spells out how all the different sections are performing. And it also has some, there's some fairly dire stuff in there too. I mean, stuff that's good to know. But I think the 2017 is coming right up as well, so that'll be good.
So are these electronic documents that you can send to us if we want, if we request them?
I think so. I think they are. Yeah.
The Pacifica.org has the bylaws and it has financial reports and it has a lot of information. So I encourage people to go to Pacifica.org, look at the audit reports are there, all financial, whatever, you know, is posted there.
And Sabrina?
I just want to say thank you to Carol and to present these lovely flowers to her. She has helped bridge or build bridges on the national board where there weren't any. And on behalf of everybody on the national board, all the KPFA representatives on the national board and the LSB, just want to say thank you for all of your hard work. And we hope you'll stick around a little bit.
Tim?
Before I ask my questions, I just want to echo what Sabrina said, and thank you for your service and for allowing the good of the station to always be primary in what you were doing. You never, it seemed to me, let factionalism be the primary goal, but it was always the good of the network and the station, so thank you. You were a model to us all, so thank you. I have a couple questions. On the surface, it would seem like Democracy Now giving up, forgiving their debt would be a great thing because it takes a bunch of debt off our books. Since we're about, though, it's possibly as early as 1 year from now be in default of a major loan, is it possibly a bad thing that if we wind up in bankruptcy 1 year from now that Democracy Now will not be at the table with an equally great claim to our assets as the people who have the loan? So I always saw them as a sort of a fail-safe for us, because and if they've given up their claims, we're potentially screwed. So I'm actually sorry to hear that Democracy Now! Has forgiven the debt. I was kind of counting on Amy to, So anyway, one thing that you mentioned, Chris, I think, was that there are terms that are subjective in the loan, or seem to be subjective, right? That we are making progress in putting in greater accounting controls and blah, 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 which all sounds great. But is there a potential for us to default on the loan based on the subjective judgment of the loaner, even though we've met the financial obligations, they could still say, but you haven't met these other terms.
Yeah, I can answer that. So the qualitative aspect of this is that what I meant by that is that the actual provisions are clear. You know, they have goals that we're supposed to meet. And the subjective nature that I was referring to is whether we're actually making progress on those goals. If we meet the goals ostensibly, or even if we make progress towards those goals, FJC is actually, I think, pretty accommodating. They're not a loan shark. They're not like Bank of America. They're a lender for public broadcasting, so they're very much looking out for the. They want us to survive and for us to be able to eventually repay the loan and for us to continue as an entity. It's part of their mission. But the reason I brought it up is just to continue to put the fire under the behinds of the PNB and the executive director to continue making progress down this course, because the reason I brought it up is this. There's this overwhelming sensation that the idea is simply to refinance the loan. And if that's the only thing that anybody's thinking about, then what is the impetus to make any progress on our financial condition? That's the point I was trying to address, is that, you know, I want everybody at the PNB level, in this room, across the organization, to be thinking about the solvency of the organization, because it matters for lending, and it matters for the terms of our loan, and it matters for the interest rate we get, and it matters for the future of the organization in a whole bunch of different ways. And this sort of lackadaisical attitude of, you know, we'll just roll the loan over and, you know, get another loan. And kicking the can down the road is not a good idea. And I really, really want to see some changes done.
I'd like to answer a little differently.
Okay.
You asked, the way I understood you asked the question is, if we pay in the financials, can the other things have the loan default? The answer is no. If we are paying the financials, if the money is being paid, then it doesn't default based on the other things. And I think that there is one person who is arguing very hard for refinancing as something, but I don't think that's the attitude on the board. I mean, I think there's some. And Chris is in other meetings that I'm not in, so maybe in the meetings that he's in, that's also pushed there. But I don't think it's the overwhelming sentiment on the board. Do you, Tom, that refinancing is, you know, the only way to go? And I think that there is a concern about, let's do something about the loan and let's try and get it dealt with in different ways and take it on. And for me, I think that there has been inadequate look at programming. And this goes to some of the things that is an underlying current in Pacifica. A lot of people think that if there is a program on the air, that program has a right to be on the air. And irrespective of whatever, that there's no... you know, without even so far as something like community voting on the program or something, and voting among the current group of listeners, that then that will determine whether or not a program should be on the air. Our current group of listeners are not our focus group of listeners. I think we are less strong than we want to be, because we, especially in other stations, where the listener base is so weak, and the stations are, and the programming, you know, some people have their own program for 20 years, and if you mess with that program, there'll be a gaggle of people come screaming to the station. But it's, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So if I could just ask one last question. The $23,000 a month starting in...
I think it's closer.
$20,000+ a month starting in October of 2020, and then the 2019, excuse me, and then the whole loan due not all that long later.
2 years.
18 months.
Yeah, which is it. So
from
what
now.
Is the prognosis, A, of us coming up, Pacifica coming up with $20,000+ a month starting this year, and what is the prognosis with... of us actually paying off this loan as things stand right now? I'm quite concerned that we're not going to do either.
I guess I will. You want it? Yeah. The prognosis.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah,
Susan has a question.
Do you want me to respond to that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, I'm sorry. What?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Okay. So, as far as the prospects for repaying the loan, I mean, this is why I brought this point up, and why I feel that if there is, okay, let me just back up slightly here. As far as what Carol just said about there being very narrow support for the idea of refinancing, that's probably true. My problem with it is that there's almost no discussion about anything else. So we have 22 people on the PNB. We have one person who is strongly advocating for refinancing, and we have a bunch of people who have the opinion that we shouldn't refinance, but there's no plan in place to create any alternative to that. So, you know, whether we have an opinion on whether we should refinance or not is almost immaterial, because there's no plan in place for any other alternative. So, it's the Brexit alternative.
I have something to add.
You do, Carol.
My grammar school teacher said I talked incessantly.
I would imagine.
You know, it's in my nature.
True.
Financial plans are not always numbers in financial plans. Financial plans, if you are selling a product, and we're not a product, and I'm sorry for capitalist language, but it's whether or not we have good radio. We have pretty good radio here. In fact, we were chosen as the national best progressive radio station in the United States this year by the Nation magazine. And so we have some recognition as a strong station, and I think because of the way we get support and so on, that's... Plus, I have recently run into three people who are people who live check to check, and so they're probably not members, but when they saw my sticker on my car and some other things, they just were, you know, a working class guy who's an auto salesman, the garbage truck driver, and a 52-year-old Pilates teacher who's a dancer and not a particularly a political person, all told me about how much they adored KPFA, went out of their way, et cetera. So programming, to me, changing programming is a financial plan. Especially at the stations which have almost no listener base and almost no money support in major regions, central urban areas, that is a financial plan. Straightening out our finances so that we've got accounting correctly done in every station, getting Democracy Now to, you're correct in one sense, it's the balance, Tim, of on the one hand, they're not at the table, should we go under. On the other hand, it's less likely we'll go under because we're being evaluated now with a balance sheet that's much healthier. So that's it.
Okay, so the question that Tim asked is very important. And I would like it answered by all the candidates for the PMB when we get to that point, which is where I think we need to go, and I hope we have enough time for electing the PMB. The most important thing that the LSB does, these people around here, is elect the PMB, and that happens today. Everything else that happens the whole rest of the year, there will be important things that happen, but nothing isn't as important as what we are going to do today. And I want that question answered that Tim asked about what the thoughts are about dealing with this, with our financial situation when we know who the candidates are for the PMB.
Thank you. Frank?
I think I know the answer to this already, but I just wanted to ask, is there any sort of national fund or pot that we are putting money in to start paying the loan? And has anybody presented that idea yet, that we should be maybe taking a little bit from the stations fund drives or something to start building up a little bank account?
We need the central service bank account, the operating expenses, the expenses for the thing. So there's not, I mean, there's not money to do that. Although, by the way, KPFK budgeted for the payments for in their 2019 budget that there would be, they've been putting aside money to do their share of the $23,000 a month, and that's something that might be considered. Goodbye. Thank you. It's been an honor and a privilege, and I sincerely hope that, you know, we thrive and get better, because I do think both the planet and the fascism is at everything's at risk, and we are a unique national radio network that is not being used to the extent that it could be to help build rather than to be a fractured and paralyzed shell of what we could be. So go for it. I think we've put a lot of things in place in 2018, and the 2019 PMB should be able to build on it. Check out the bylaw things if the PMB passes anything. And lots of love to you. And it's been a pleasure and a privilege working with you and getting to know so many of you. And thanks for the flowers and the card. Okay, bye. Now I'm leaving.
Okay, thank you. And we had Dawn was next. Did you want to answer a question, Tom? Otherwise, Dawn was next. Dawn had some.
No, I just wanted to make a quick little kind of concurrence with what's already been said about fundraising. And it's my belief, and what I'm going to work for, is that all of the boards, the PNB, the LSB, need to take a huge, big responsibility in promoting fundraising, right, to solve our debt problem. And that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Tom. Don?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to preview a little bit what I will say as a candidate for the PNB about what, Susan, the question you raised, how we get ourselves out of this fix. I don't think it happens on focusing on one dimension individually. We have to have a systems approach to what's not going right in this network that leaves us in a situation where we're drowning financially. So Carol alluded to it in part by saying the programming at each station in this network must be radio quality. It can't be amateur hour. That's number one. Because if you don't have programming that people are going to listen to, then why are they going to give you money? They're not. Which leads us to issue number two, the management at each station. That is a big deal. We are blessed with the manager that we have here, who this local station board recommended 5 years ago, of which I was a part. And thank God for Quincy McCoy. I don't know if everybody here agrees, and I don't frankly care. If you look at the track record, it is clear. This is the only viable station programmatically and financially. And I don't care if you have arguments with him. That's the fact. So that's issue number two. Who are the management at each station, and which of them need to be fired yesterday? Because that's how you build an organization, not with dreck, as we would say in Brooklyn. The third thing that needs to happen for this organization is creating a viable board of directors. And if we don't solve that one, we're also going down the tubes. So all of these issues intersect, and all of them have to be addressed simultaneously. Because if you don't, the money is not going to show up. quite frankly. Whether it's individual small $27 donations a la Bernie's campaign, which they manage very well, thank you, and others have now learned from, or whether we get serious donors who, aside from when they die leaving their money to us, give us some money before they die. And they're not going to give us a dime, these people who can write serious five-figure checks, until they see all these other issues addressed, because that's the real world, boys and girls. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Bill?
So, Chris, this is more information from you. So we pay annually, KPFA pays annually into central services for the national organization, right?
Yes.
And our payments are timely.
Yep.
Okay. Is anyone else, and how much are our payments annually, roughly? 500,000 about?
No, it's not that much, is it? It's isn't it more like?
It's about $450,000. I'm kind of doing this for the new people on the board. Are there any other stations who are meeting their obligation to pay their central services bill besides KPFA?
I think.
Yeah, it's okay. I think that K is, and.
KPFK in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. And I think T is getting there most of the time as well. There are two stations that are consistently not making it.
And because they don't pay their central services fees, we end up paying them.
That's right. Or the other stations would be a better way of putting it. Yeah, so we end up paying more than our share, if that's what you're asking. I can't remember the figure right now.
Well, we pay central services fees of about $450,000, $460,000 a year, is my memory.
Yeah, okay, plus we pay for the rest of the system.
Well, the national board will take our money out of our bank account to pay expenses that other stations can't
meet. It doesn't show up in the budget,
meet.
But it ends up coming from us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris. It's my understanding also that it's proportional. So KPFA is paying more money than other stations, not only because they're solvent, but also because they have more members. And so that's proportional as well.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So it's in proportion to the membership. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Maybe we should move along to this and then take a break.
Motion for a break, yeah. Well,
yeah, review the group agreements. I don't know if we need to read the whole thing. It's essentially the same as we wanted to pass that keeps us on point with being civil to one another and respecting people who are across the aisle and think differently and listening to them respectfully. And it's written here on your agenda. If you want to read it into the record. You want to do it after a break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's take a quick break first. I think we've been sitting here a very long time. What, 15? Five?
The hell with that.
10 minutes? What do you think, 10? 10 minutes, okay. Come back at 2:10. Well, we're going to be out of here not terribly long, hopefully.
Is there a place to grab a sandwich?
I don't know.
You can go to the flea market over there.
We're adjourned for 10 minutes, and we will be back at approximately 2:10. Okay, we are reconvening the KPFA LSB meeting. I'm going to go ahead. I've been asked to read the group meeting agreement, and I will try to make it quick for people. This is what has kept us. This agreement is part of what has really kept us in a very civilized manner, talking to each other and disagreements being civilized. So here is our group agreement. Audio recording of LSB meetings are available at kpftx.org. No video recording permitted at LSB meetings. Communicating with each other respectfully and speak using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic without repetition, following group procedures and respecting the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack. raise hands to be recognized by the chair, honor individual time allocations per share, and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff and volunteers, confidential to be shared only within closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when an LSB member is not willing to honor the above agreements, after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting. Whew. So, do I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Yes.
Can I make a comment?
Of course. Well, let's have it on the motion approved and seconded first before we discuss. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Go ahead, discussion.
Sorry. So I was wondering if we might want to add on honor the agenda and timeline, blah, 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 blah. No war stories. I mean, those of us who are old have a lot of stories, and we tend to want to tell them. And so that's just a suggestion.
Sharon.
As a free speech advocate, I do not think we should be telling people what they should or should not say. If people want to take their 2 minutes to tell a war story, let them. That's my feeling.
And I think we benefit from, those of us who weren't here in the past benefit sometimes, not all the time, sometimes from hearing what happened in the past.
Frank.
And as I know we're all veterans of many meetings, and just from today I noticed that we started like 11:30. It'd be great to start at 11, so because I get here super early to try to set up and be on time by 11. I know I took a couple minutes today because it's my first time in a while, but I'm going to be set up by 11, and I'm going to come at 10:30 probably to do that. So it'd be great if we could all just try to get here like 5 minutes to 11, you know, and sit down and be ready to start the meeting at 11. So.
Yes, I agree. I would just say that there was a misprint somehow in the KPFTX that went out, and it said 11:15, unfortunately. Okay. So we'll make sure that doesn't happen again, and I totally hear you.
All right, thank you, guys.
So there's a motion on the floor to approve the agreement. So it's been seconded. All those in favor? The agreement. All those opposed? Any abstentions? It's unanimous. All right, people. That's great. Moving right along.
Oh, could I comment?
Oh, okay. We really want to move along.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I will be changing the email list for everyone. So there are two email lists. One is an open list. That means that people can write to the KPFA LSB. And the general manager and program director are on that email list, so that's a KPFA open list, and then there is a closed KPFA LSB list that I will be adding all of you to who are new, and that is a closed list. It is a list that's closed. We do not consider it confidential because other people may have access to it in ways that we couldn't be aware, but it is our closed list. So all your names will be added. If you have a preferred email that you want on that, let me know.
Thank you, Carol. Okay. Yes, Marilla.
Can you briefly say how we can distinguish it? What will be the difference in where it's coming from so we'll know which is which?
Oh, it says closed list on my computer for some reason. It's you'll see the word closed, the closed one. And let me know. If you can always call me if you have questions.
Thank you. So the our agreement passes. We wanted to talk briefly about our LSB meeting schedule that we wanted to concentrate on additional task forces that would be able to meet and then come back to the board with specific information we were discussing. So the things like financial, working on outreach, working on bylaws, working on programming, and working on raising money, which is really one of the things that this board is supposed to do. So we have task force on how we could reach out to raise money in our communities for KPFA, and that's our basic vision of what that would look like. So for now, the meetings that have been proposed are April 20th, June 15th, August 17th, October 9th, and December 21st for the rest of the year. Sure. April 20th, it is on the draft agenda, but April 20th, June 15th, August 17th, October 19th, and December 21st. So go ahead, Tim.
The list looks good, except for the possible of December 21 is a little close to major holiday for a lot of people, and I might suggest moving that one up a week. Earlier in the month a week.
I think you're on to something there. So what would be the other proposal for December?
14 would be good.
14?
14 is better.
Okay. December 14th. So, you want to make a motion?
I move that we set this agenda for, that we accept this schedule, meeting schedule.
What if I know that for like two of them I can't take it? Sorry. What if I know sort of straight off the bat that like two of those are not good?
Which two?
April 20th and June 15th. June 15th.
You can make a proposal for a different.
Why did we skip May?
Because it's every other month there's our obligation, and we're trying to get more put into task forces. I'm just answering that. Then, so that where people can concentrate on stuff. But yes, James.
It might. Be beneficial to just ask if any of these dates, how many people these dates don't work for, and
that's a great idea.
And I know for myself, I'm going to be on an airplane on April 20th during the meeting, so I won't be able to attend that one and most of the end of that of April. But I think all the other dates would be fine for me. But that's the one that's a problem. But you know, there's always going to be somebody who's going to be missing, and so you can't do it. But it might be good to identify if there's any dates that a large number of people can't make.
Okay, let's go through them one by one and just see what works for people. April 20th, how many? Raise your hand if you can't make the meeting. April 20th. There's three people, four people.
Propose another one.
Propose another. Okay, June 15th, August 17th, October 19th, and December 14th now. We changed it to the 14th. So it looks like a good amount of people can't make the 20th, it seems. So let's look at. Let me take a look here.
Yeah, lots of competition. Lots. And it's Earth Day, yeah?
But how about the 27th?
Yeah, 27th. Isn't that Easter weekend?
Can you make the 427?
No, 421 is.
Oh, okay.
No.
27.
Can't do it. Right, it's the
15th. It's the weekend before taxes.
Oh, touche.
Horrible thing to bring up.
No, I don't know how many can't make this.
Can't make it.
Right.
27.
3, 4. Yeah. Same amount.
I think we're in the same boat.
But
May 4th?
Yeah, we could look at May instead.
How about May 11th?
How about May 11th? How many people can't make May 11th? Eek.
May 4th? May 4th is only one.
Only one. Let's go for May 4th then.
Okay.
There is one, one of the reasons I put it in April is that there will be, we will be electing representatives to the Pacifica National Board on the committees. So we're going to elect our PMB officers today, but there will be committees. So it's fine to postpone it. Please know that there are committees where we are not represented because of the elections problems from the last board. So that means that we will, KPFA will not have representation on those committees except through their PMB directors.
I would say that May 4th is not that farther away from, though. I think that we can, right, and Frank.
Can we just double check with Steve? Because I think we might have had Steve muted. Steve, how are you? Are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're clear now.
April the 20th works best for me, but May 4th is, I can do it.
Okay, May 4th it is. So we got May 4th and
October.
June was okay. August.
August 17th.
And so it's October that still have a lot of people that couldn't make it. Is that correct?
I think it was
two people. Should we just go forward with it as is?
That's fine.
Okay. Motion to pass then is in order. Just did you make the motion?
I already made the motion. Oh, I move that we. Well, will you read the new motion?
Motion to pass the proposed meetings as amended.
I so move.
Yes, Tom?
Yes. Can you distribute? via email the revised meeting list.
I will.
Yeah.
Will you read them though?
Oh, yes. So what we changed was rather than April 20th, we will be meeting May 4th, meeting June 15th, meeting August 17th, October 19th, and December 14th.
Okay, and will you distribute that via email to the various
lists? Yes, Carol will be
okay,
sending
great.
That out. Okay, so all those, did we already vote?
No.
Okay, all those in favor? Opposed? Was there any, were you opposed? I guess not. Okay, any abstentions? It looked unanimous to me, so. Okay, we're there. Thank you, people. Then we can move along to the delegate assembly, so we would adjourn as the local station board meeting, as and we will re-adjourn as the delegate assembly.
Perfectly on.
Yes?
Do we record the our national vote thing? Okay.
Yes.
So I will not stop the recording. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So we have... So we are now re-adjourned as a delegate assembly. We will, and we will vote for our, we'll go into our election for the PNB directors, and each candidate may make a two-minute presentation. First, let's clarify by our Secretary Treasurer who is already on the, who is already nominated, and we'll open for.
No, there's no opening.
No opening?
No, they had to be.
Oh, they nominated. Had to be ahead. I'm sorry, I forgot that. Thank you, right. So we have four candidates. The ballots are
going to be
distributed. Where is she? Oh, there she is.
Sally, will you distribute?
We have four candidates?
Who are the
candidates? We're
going to
elect four people, but how many candidates do we have?
I thought around eight or nine.
Some candidates, some people were nominated who did not accept the nomination. So all nominated candidates who accepted the nomination are on the ballot. And Sally's going to pass out the ballot now.
Are we having our two-minute
presentation? Yes.
Yes, but it may be helpful to have the ballot in front of you.
Right. So there are four for three?
Okay, so there are three listener positions, director positions, and there is one staff position. So you may vote for up to three listener and one staff. Yes, this is STV voting, so your first vote will count the most. And then it's fractioned out. Aki has brought software for calculation of the STV and will be working with Sally.
So just so there's clarification, so people understand, the three listener directors, you would put a 1, 2, 3, 4 on those. So because it's STV, single transferable vote. And there are only three? Because there's three openings. Okay. So only 1, 2, 3. Thank you for that. And then one. Number them. You would write the number in. As your first choice would be number one, second choice number two, third choice be number three, and you would vote for one staff director. Yes, Sharon.
I thought my understanding was that staff votes for the staff director. Or am I? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Understand.
So the ballots are out.
Now I open up
for the candidates to make. So, yes, and then we would like to have the candidates be able to say something for one minute. Right, go ahead.
Just to be clear, you can, even though you're only one person's going to be elected on the staff, you can rank all three of them. So
vote for one staffer.
Only one.
It's not as the staff is not.
No. Oh,
you just vote for one for staff.
Why
it says.
Isn't it STV? We always do STV.
Yeah. So you would vote for the.
I thought as long as there was more than two options, we didn't.
No, I know.
Because there's
have
one slot open. That's why. There's only one slot open for staff. So just vote for one.
But don't they have to get a majority? I thought we did all elections by.
Is it that way?
It's not actually STV. It would be instant runoff.
At the bylaws and look it up, please.
Oh, so there would be you vote for one, two.
Thanks, Darlene.
What,
Aki?
Well, okay. Are we voting ranked like 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
So first preference, second preference for the listeners, director.
That's correct.
And then for staff director, we just vote for one person, right?
Or
that's the question. What,
Aki? That's what we're looking at.
Okay.
There's only one position, but you can still rank.
But you don't have to.
In staff.
What if you don't?
Go ahead. Let Darlene. Darlene.
No, she's going to read it when she finds it. But in staff, we have three. There's the possibility of no one getting over 50% on the first vote. So we have to do at least two steps on staff to make sure someone gets over 50%. You can vote for all three, but they should know by the second, the second step.
You can vote for one, or you can go ahead, Tim.
So I don't know that there is a provision that you have to get over 50% to be a staff rep. So.
Bill found it. It says, delegates of both classes, staff and listener, voting together shall elect three listener sponsor directors using single transferable voting method and shall elect one staff director using instant runoff voting method. It's a different method. Let me just say, though, under instant runoff, you still can vote 1-2 because if your person doesn't win, then your second choice can win. That's how instant runoff works.
The reason it says it that way is that STV is what you call it when it's more than one
opening.
It's the same method, but the name for it is single transferable vote instant runoff when it's only one opening.
Will our vote not count if we just vote number one for one candidate?
Your vote still counts.
Okay.
So you can vote 1-2 or just one. It's up to you. So I'll open up the floor for candidates to make a brief statement now. Chris, you're first on the ballot. Do you want to say something, Chris Corey? No? Okay. Don Goldmacher, did you want to make a quick comment? 1 minute? Yeah, a brief statement for, oh, sorry, Chris Corey, back, mic to Chris Corey. Well, Don could go first. Go ahead.
Oh, I have stage fright. Okay. Yes. Hi, I'm Don Goldmacher, and I am running to serve on the Pacifica National Board because I believe I can help our network move towards sustainability, financial sustainability. You want to start again, Sharon? Hi, I'm Don Goldmacher. I'm running to serve on the Pacifica National Board because I believe I can help our network move toward financial sustainability and serve as the progressive radio network we all aspire it to be. I have both senior management experience as well as decades of work as a professional media maker, specifically documentary film. I believe that it is essential that the National Board work harmoniously together to avert the collapse of the network that we just heard about a few minutes ago. As many of you know, the National Board took out a loan of $3.2 million in order to avoid bankruptcy. But that same board has failed to come up with a strategic plan to repay the loan. In my humble opinion, the network can only survive if all five stations are truly functioning in a competent manner, which means programming that appeals to potentially huge audiences of millions of people who are defining themselves as progressive or even socialist. But beyond programming, each station must have competent management and staff who can carry out this agenda. If we are successful in doing these two things, I believe that our audiences will respond positively and help make each station financially viable. We know that there are individuals who are capable of making large contributions, but they hold back from doing so because they have watched the dysfunction of the network for several decades. Their belief is, why throw good money after bad? We have to prove them wrong. And it begins both... by having local and national boards functioning competently without the political divisiveness that has been evident for so long. Let me be clear, I'm opposed to underwriting as a means of raising money to help our stations. KPFE management has clearly demonstrated that we are quite capable of raising the monies we need to operate. If the Pacifica Network were to evidence similar competency and stability, I believe that we would be able to raise more money. I am also opposed to BBC programming, which has been proposed by executive director. Thank you.
Thank you. Chris? Corey?
Hi, y'all. Hello, everyone. Most of you are familiar with me already. I've been sitting on the PNB for the last year plus, and I think the thing that distinguishes me as a candidate this year versus when I last ran is that I just have vastly more experience with the PNB than I did. And I think that'll be helpful going forward, actually. I'm a little bit concerned, I guess, at the loss of Carol Travis. She was a force on the PNB, and I am. There's a lot to be learned from her, and I hope that somebody from our group can pick up where she left off, because she was an effective whip for our group, and there were, ended up being at the end about 12 of us that were voting not as a block in the sense, in the formal sense, but in the informal sense. There were 12 like-minded people on the board, which meant that a lot of stuff got done. And I'm sure that going forward it'll be as factional as it ever has been, because that's the nature of the organization. But I'm hopeful that if we can hold together a coalition of like-minded, sensible people on that board, that at least what makes it through, makes it over the hurdles in the organization. The proposals that are submitted by that group will further the effort that we're making to try and bring the organization into coherence and solvency. So, thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Aki?
So I was on the PNB a couple of years ago, and it's a difficult job, so I'm very reluctant to get back on. But if there's need to be, I'm sticking my neck in here. So that's all I can say.
Thank you, Aki. And Tom? His microphone.
I'm Tom Voorhees. Excuse me. I started listening to KPFA in 1954 because that was my only source of good information about what was happening in the hotspots all over the world. I've been a And after high school, I started working myself toward becoming an independent transmitter engineer for community radio, also for general communications, which I earned my living with. I've been on the PNB so far for this last year. I am about to start my third year on the KPFA LSB. Let's see. I am committed to trying to figure out some way of bringing FSRN back, or possibly starting FNN back, which was the predecessor of FSRN. And let's see here. I'm committed to no underwriting, and I'm also committed to not bringing on the BBC. We need to get back to KPFA's public affairs and news programming in the same quality that we had several years ago, and has been tapering off ever since. That needs a lot of work. I'm committed into rebuilding that. One other thing is, on Monday morning, along with Brian David, we're going down to the Monterey area, where we have finally twisted a construction permit out of the FCC for a translator site, which will improve KPFA's listenership ability in that coastal area.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much, and thanks for that especially. And Sabrina.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Jacobs, and like I said earlier, I've been with KPFA for 10 years, and I've been on the LSB. This will be my fourth year and third year on the PNB. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, that still needs to be done on the PNB.
mainly finding some other third avenue of funding other than doing fund drives, endless fund drives, and committed to finding a way. My previous idea got shot down, so I am all about trying to make that happen again. Also programming, I think that's more of a long game situation. Also committed to improving our programming network-wide, nationwide. And I want to be able to get back on the PNB to keep the work going. Don't want to stop. Thank you.
And Frank Sterling, you want to say something? No, I don't. Your mic is over there.
Thank you all. And yeah, I would kind of be, I don't feel like I have a real opportunity to get on right now with the way the system's set up, but I wanted to just throw myself in there in case there was a way that I could filter up and get in there to help out with the finances. I too, like you all, are really concerned with our finances and how we're going to raise the funds to keep us afloat, keep us a network. I'm not for some serious underwriting like we've talked about, or the BBC, and I'm committed to processes for unpaid staff, so they have grievance, a way to have grievances, a process for programming elimination or bringing in program. I'm also for a program council at the stations when possible, and I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Is Steve still on there somewhere? Does he want to say anything if he
I
is?
Am. Yeah, I'm on. Okay. So I've worked many years at KPFA, supporting KPFA to build a serious alternative network. My concern about KPFA and Pacifica is that, in fact, the listenership is not going up, despite the fact it plays a critical role in providing alternative programming. That has to change. I think we need to have transparency with reports to the local station board of non-executive sessions, and I would, if I'm elected, write written reports on what's happening at the boards and the committees. There have been very little reports on the committees, including the strategic committee, what's happening with it and where we want to go. I support the development of multimedia channels, two digital channels at KPFA, and live programming of national events like May Day, Women's Day, Earth Day, June 14th. And actions like against the fascists at the rally in Berkeley. And also I believe in partnering with labor and other organizations around these events, because these organizations could publicize KPFA to new listeners and they could help build our audience and also financial supporters. With this live programming, you can do that. You can build financial support for KPFA and Pacifica. I also support developing a Pacifica channel with 24-hour multimedia programming and work to develop programming from all stations and affiliates. The programming committee has voted to support programming on May Day, a live streaming program. The ILW is going to be marching. I propose that we do that and we work with other unions, teachers and other unions in Northern California, to get out the voices of working people on May Day. And also I support joint programming with KPFK so we can have some state programming, like, for example, on immigration in California and on education and teachers in California. These are issues that we and KPFK could work together on and include the entire state of California with voices from throughout the state. And I think that would be necessary, and it's something we have the opportunity to do. That is going to really help solve our financial problem. Our financial problem can really be solved if we start developing new programming. If we get these additional channels, we can put on additional shows, Black Agenda. There are many shows around the country that could be put on an additional channel. So I think we have to develop our programming, have new programming, and use multimedia, bring young people in to develop this multimedia and social media so that Pacifica and KPFA will be a vibrant channel with many new listeners, which I think are necessary in this period.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
So that's why I'm running.
Time was up just a little bit ago. Thank you. So we're going to go ahead and take the vote now. People have ballots. If there's any questions, let me know. And Sally will be picking up the ballots. And while she's doing that, I don't know how many people got the Carol Wolfley sent out an email with excerpts from the employee handbook, and I made, for anybody who has trouble getting online or getting that information, I made 5 copies. I wasn't going to take one if you, anybody who wants one, I mean, if you want one, take it. These are excerpts, by the way, not the entire handbook. The handbook is available, posted online anytime you want to. And I also want to tell our new members, take heart. The meetings don't usually go this long. usually they're over by now. Thank you, Sally. I can't hear you. You want excerpts? Yeah. From the employee handbook, KPFA employee handbook. Sorry, I should have been more specific. KPFA. When she asked, yeah. Didn't you say it was the KPFA one, Carol? I just printed out what I was. Oh, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. It's the Pacifica employee handbook. There is one for KPFA also, too, and it is posted online, so I apologize. I didn't peruse that. It's been a long day. Did you have a question, Marilla? Wait, grab the mic.
Yeah. Don and I are wondering what you were referring to, Sabrina, when you said that something proposed didn't fail. What was that?
Well, I got a lot out in a short time, you know, compared to the rest of you.
Well, there's only so much I can say because it's in reference to the present executive director, but the project that I was working on was a development project, and I worked on it for the better half of last year. And he shot it down and did not let me complete it, and probably lost a lot of money because of it.
Thank you, Sabrina. And since it's so late, why don't we go ahead and do announcements right now while the votes are being counted? Is that okay with everybody? Yes, Frank Sterling.
How y'all doing? Most of you know that I'm a member of the KPFA apprenticeship program. I've been part of it since I applied and was accepted in 2005, graduated in 2007, and then I got hired as a one-year fellowship, it was called, to be the technical director, and then slowly those spots were eliminated, and I just kind of stuck around, and I'm still there. And the KPFA apprenticeship program is accepting applications. Right now, the deadline is April 2nd, but it may be extended. We're going to have to check next when I get back on Tuesday. But if anybody wants a flyer with all the information, I have a few of these flyers over here, and they have to fill out an application with a little report at the end. Not a report. What is it called? I can't think of the word right now.
Description?
But
or?
It's blanking me. But they have to fill out like a little essay at the end about themselves and why they want to be in the program. So if anybody wants further information, you can get one of these flyers from me before we leave. I handed a couple out over there. Otherwise, you can go to kpfaapprentice.org, and all the information is there. You can download an application on there. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. And Richard?
Yeah, quick comment for new board members. I am an administrator for the kpfa.org website. So if you have questions about it, feel free to email me. That's all.
Thank you, Richard.
Can you tell a little bit about the website?
What do you want to know?
What's on there?
Well, you can go to kpfa.org. The front page of the website is pretty much determined, I think, by the management team. Quincy, Kevin, Antonio, Brian, Brooke, pretty much the management team. The programming, I can add programs. I mean, if anybody has things that they, you know, ways to get in, I give them instructions on pages. Each program has a page. If you go there, you can use the archive, type in a search anytime for, say, if you know a guest, and if it's been typed into the
program listing, it will come up. So if I want to find, let's say, okay, here's an example. I wanted to rerun my Kurt Vonnegut interview, okay? So I didn't know where the original one was, right? So I typed in Vonnegut, and it came right up a minute later. You can do that with anybody. So if you're hearing an interview with somebody, and then a month later you go, I wonder, I want to hear that one again. You just type in the person's name, and it will come up immediately. There's also Area 941 podcasts, some of which, like mine, are extended versions of my programs, some of which are original to the KPFA site. One of the things we're trying to do is increase the podcasts, make them regular. The other thing that can happen is that if you have a program that you really like but you're not sure about you'll be able to listen to it, you can get it on iTunes as a podcast, and that's pretty much any talk program. Music programs are available online with the music for 2 weeks, and then they disappear. There's also pages that will tell you who to contact, who to call, and it's all there. People should just take a look at it, and there's a lot going on and a lot of places to look inside the website.
Thank you, Richard. There's a lot on there. I just wanted to take up one moment to announce that one thing that is on there also is KPFA's 70th anniversary is coming up, and the celebration will be at the Ivy Room on April 25th at Max Blumenfeld will be there. Let me see. Max Blumenthal will be there, and, well, let's see. No, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble reading this on the phone. But it will be at the Ivy Room on the 25th, and go ahead and look online for more further information. And Tim, you had something that you wanted to say? Thank you.
Two quick things. Also at the Ivy Room on April 11, a musical celebration of KPFA's 70th birthday with the Kofis brothers and others that Mary Tilson has put together. Should be a good time. To celebrate the birthday. 70 is worth celebrating, I think. The other thing is, since we have a moment, I just want to put on the record a thank you to Grateful Dead fans for raising close to $35,000 for KPFA on the Dead Day. So,
right. You rock, definitely.
I want to thank Frank Sterling for taking over the job of what you're doing here for all of us.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, we all appreciate you. And then Sharon Adams.
Well, as long as we're waiting, I just wanted to say I was listening to KPFA this morning, and there was a great show with archived audio footage from like in the 70s and 80s. So really rich history that KPFA has, and it was being played in honor of the 70th anniversary. So you can listen to it online on the archive. You can go to the archive and listen to the show this morning. It was between 9 and 11, and it was just really interesting music and discussion by a lot of people that have appeared on KPFA airwaves.
Great. And I want to correct what I meant in the announcement because I was reading it from an iPhone. So it was what I was trying to announce was what Tim already announced.
Oh, it's the same. Yeah. Okay.
It's the same thing. I just was looking. It was scrolling wrong for me, so I was looking at. It's April 11th that celebration is happening. So it's 70 years. That's great. And so it goes.
And in that same line, I wanted to let people know that the Berkeley City Council will be doing a thank you proclamation on behalf of KPFA and the 70 years on Tuesday, April 2nd. And that will be at the board room. It's moved. It used to be on MLK, but now it's down on, I believe it's Bonar and University, but that I'll be sending out an email announcement to anybody who wants to join us for that. Jesse Argeen, the mayor of Berkeley, will be giving a thank you award to KPFA. The meeting starts at 6 o'clock for those of you who know Berkeley. It's hard to predict when it will be on. James, do you know where the city council is meeting now?
Yeah, it's not
It's on Addison. It's one street over from University, and it's where Addison basically turns on to, I think it's Bonar.
The pool by that.
Thank you.
It's the school board. It's where the school board meets, where they're using the school board for the meetings.
Thank you, James. The presentation probably will be early, so figure 6:30. They're not going to keep Quincy there till the middle of the night. Those things are usually the onset of the meetings.
Thank you, Don. Any other announcements? James?
There's a there's an anti-war march, Hands Off Venezuela, tomorrow in Oakland at the Federal Building, 1 to 3, and that would be a good place to talk up KPFA, I think, while you're mingling with the crowd.
Thank you. We are waiting the vote. Anybody else have anything to say? Let me know.
This is kind of a little picky own thing, but I would just like to say for the record that the ballots were picked up at 2:55 and they're still being counted.
It's STV. It's complicated.
Well, I have specific reasons for mentioning that for the record.
Is that all we're waiting for?
This is Steve Zaltzer again.
Yes, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Okay, the Apprentice Committee and I and other producers are working on 24-hour May Day programming on May Day. The ILWU is going to have a rally at the Howard Terminal in Oakland. They're going to be marching to Oakland City Hall on May Day, and we're going to be getting programming from Venezuela, from Brazil and other countries, and doing live programming about issues facing working people in the Bay Area in California. So if you know anybody who's interested in supporting it, we're going to be doing it live. And we're also asking the management of KPFA to publicize it on Facebook and Twitter, and to have a link to it on the front page, so the listeners and supporters of KPFA can actually go to the live programming. And we're going to invite programmers to participate on May Day with us.
Thank you, Steve.
Since we're making announcements, Vukani Mwetu, your Bay Area South African choir, is holding auditions for voices, all voices. In particular, we need male voices and soprano voices. And we're having auditions on April the 3rd at 6:30. Come on out and let your voice sing out for social justice causes. Okay? Amanda!
So we're just waiting for the vote.
Check 1 2. Hello everyone. I'm gonna just pause the recording. It's gonna save space and time for me downloading later. And then when we, okay. So I'm pausing the recording for a moment, and we'll start it back up when the vote comes in.
Thank you, Frank.
Do you want to say? You should say that we're back.
We are back from recess, and we are going to have the results read. KPFA local station board meeting. We have the results read of the voting for the directors.
Okay, for listener direct. Oh, this is Sally Summer, and for listener directors, I'm working with Aki and tabulating all this, and Stan. In order for listener directors, we have Chris, Don, Tom, and Aki. So Chris, Don, and Tom will be on the PNB. And staff, Sabrina, by a large margin. Yeah, large margin.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I'm sorry.
Is that it?
Thank you, Anna.
Do I have a motion to adjourn? Second. I'm sorry, did you have something to add, Tim?
I'm just confused, just to keep it all legit. We're adjourning as a delegates meeting. We're adjourning. We're not coming back as a...
We are not. We're adjourning as a delegates meeting and a local station board meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your patience and being here today. And you guys really hung in there. And congratulations to all the candidates.